It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like fucking just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Chicken fucker. Chicken fucker.
Bullshit. A liter of cola? Give me a liter of cola. I want a goddamn liter of cola. Give me the fucking cola. You're goddamn right! Dirty dog.
What's up, dirty dogs?
Ew.
Whoa, you are loud.
I didn't do that.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. Turn everybody down there. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
One turned into two. Two turned into three. Three turned into 27.
And we have Steve.
At JakeyGen00.
Okay. And we got our little peanut gallery here, Sean and Kevin.
Word.
Why are we one intro?
Because you are.
We got to save time.
Got to save time. We got a lot to get to today.
Priorities content.
A lot to get to today.
Is
a lot
there?
Of stuff going on. Yeah. Tons of shit.
Two-time tag team champions.
Oh, my God.
Promoter needs time at the main event, so jump at the bell.
Jump at the bell.
So what happened? The two rude dudes are now
the two-time NWS tag team champions.
Wow. Who'd you beat?
What are you getting at?
Who'd you beat?
The silent P in there.
Now, in wrestling, there's a thing where, you know, if you want to shit on a guy, you just say, who'd he ever beat?
Oh.
So you want to bark that out a little louder, huh?
This would be one of those.
Who'd you guys
occasions?
Ever beat?
Yeah. Rocco Dorsey and Johnny Ringo.
Oh, Johnny Ringo.
Is that like... Never mind.
And me.
Yeah. Sean was out there. He helped us.
He did. He hugged us a couple times. He undressed me.
He told me to get the ref a few times so he can interfere.
I said, this is going to shit. Let's put it back together.
So you guys had a big show. Went well? No kids spitting in your face? No,
Sean made a little girl cry.
What?
Yep. Eyes bawling. Yep.
Not only did he make a little girl cry, but her father cried.
Turns
also.
Out dad cried too.
There's a little girl in a Two Rude Dude shirt.
And a Two Rude Dude sign
dick.
That he ripped up.
Does
what a dick.
Does she listen to the show?
Yeah, she's like eight.
No, she's no? a big fan.
All right. So her pussy of a father was crying too? What exactly happened? I heard the story, but I want you to tell it to our listeners.
So my intro comes on.
Boom. Yeah.
Three of us, intro. Three of us walking around, and all of a sudden, just a sign hits me in the back. So without even taking a tick, I just turn around, whoosh, tore it. Give her a frown face.
It was her birthday.
But it wasn't to anybody in particular.
He didn't know. Was she wearing a tiara that said happy birthday?
No, but she actually had a headband on with two big shamrocks on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, the fuck cares? But I didn't see her.
All right,
I just,
so you get hit
vicinity,
in the back.
I just went,
you get hit in the back with a sign. You're in gimmick. You're in character. You turn around, rip the sign up, right?
Yeah, then I just frown her face in the general. I don't know.
You just ripped it
just
and
went,
dropped it. And just dropped it.
And walked away.
It's her birthday, man.
And then I get up to the ring, and this guy, Danny, we're standing on the apron, and he goes, I made that little girl cry. I said, which one? He goes, right over there.
Which one?
She's so little. I swear, there's no effing way she's eight. This girl was like 4 or 5. She's like this tall, and she's just bawling.
It's So she's a big 4 or 5.
Just bawling.
Really? But she still managed to call Sean a pussy.
On her way out the door, she goes, pussy.
Yeah.
And then I caught up with her and punched her square in the fucking face.
I just can't believe her father started crying.
And then did her father really start crying?
Her father legitimately cried because he was upset because she was crying on her birthday.
And then you're going to cry, and then I'm going to cry, and we're all going to cry.
That's fucked up.
And then I wound up giving her a free picture.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did. I felt bad.
Really?
Oh, it would be awesome if Photo Mark got a picture of you ripping the sign, and you real quick got it developed and gave it to her.
Wow.
Remember this.
Here, awesome. Let me sign this for you.
Would have been awesome if she tore up your picture after you gave
she
it
goes,
to her.
Shh. Oh, I didn't give it to her. I sent it out with somebody else. Oh, yeah. He's like, this girl's crying out here. I'm like, here, give her this.
Give her a picture of the guy who ripped up her sign.
I don't know what else to do.
What did you write? Did you just sign it?
I just said, dot, 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 sorry.
Did you really?
Nicky Oceans.
Did you really put sorry?
Yeah.
That's Can't funny. Even maintain kayfabe.
Happy nope. birthday.
Nope, nothing like that.
Sorry about your poor taste.
You going to cry? No. You going to cry? No.
Yeah, you should have got a basketball and threw it in her face.
Just sign
it. That could
picture.
Be your new gimmick, the great Santini. Just come out with basketballs and throw it in kids' faces.
Just sign the picture.
Morning, sports fans. Boom.
There was a woman there yesterday, a fucking like complete quadriplegic mess with a trach and everything, just chilling in the crowd in a fucking wheelchair.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how these people enjoy the show. Like, if the action goes to her left, she can't really sit.
It's true.
It sounds really great.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Could you wheel me to the left?
Somebody roll me.
Roll me. That's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get these people out here.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, well, what's up, guys?
Oh, Matt's here.
Sorry, I wasn't at the show.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt and I were not at the show. We were at Yestercades in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Thanks for voting.
Oh,
us.
Yeah. What were we doing there?
Mm. Playing video games.
Playing video games.
Oh, yeah, just hanging out.
Breaking Mortal Kombat.
You broke
it? That's right. Well, I crashed the machine.
Because, Matt, you were getting a little too intense with the fucking button tapping.
Yes.
No.
Oh, shit.
No, I actually deliberately crashed the machine. That's,
you deliberately did
How
it?
Do you crash a machine?
There's certain things you can do that will cause a CPU to go fuck
so
up.
So we are. You were just showing off.
Oh, showing off, yeah.
What'd be a dick?
I actually, Derek was in the bathroom, and I was like,
no.
I was stalling the computer.
Oh, my God, Derek. Wait, hang on 1 second, Matt. You're paying money to play video games, but you spent your time shitting.
Yeah.
So you had to pay to shit.
Oh, I just wanted
he was only in there for like
wanted to leave a mark somewhere.
45 seconds.
And it was just a precautionary thing. Oh. So we were getting ready to leave, so I want to make sure everything was empty for the car ride home.
Wait, so you're paying to be there. You're off taking a shit. That's almost like the lady who can only watch half the show.
Exactly.
So you're like in the same boat.
Kind of.
The big fat lady in the wheelchair with a trach.
Yeah.
Yeah, close.
I'm basically a fat lady in a wheelchair
at
with
that
a trach.
Place you're paying oh my to God. Shit.
Well, I usually get paid to shit at work, so it kind of evens out.
Okay, you're right.
I get paid a lot more at work.
It's almost like
I
a
do.
Shit prostitute at work.
Kind Sorry, of, so yeah. Derek was in the bathroom.
And I was like fucking around on the game, and I was like, you know what, why don't I just crash the game? So I waited for Derek to come out. I was like, hey, you want to see me crash the game? And I crashed the game.
Yeah, you did it.
How do you crash the game? Or is it like a secret like in the Mortal Kombat community?
Nah, you just have to beat the game a certain like particular way by time over, and then it restarts the game like halfway through the game. And you don't fight the character it says you're going to fight. And then after that, it crashes.
Yeah, so, is that, so now the owner... In?
It just comes back on.
Oh, okay.
I thought
well,
the owner like had to like buy a new one.
No.
Cost thousands of dollars.
Smoke coming out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
See you later, jerk.
Smoke wins.
Charge me.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, what the fuck?
That was fun.
Well, thanks for inviting us, faggots.
Called me a pussy.
Language.
Fuck. No.
How come guys...
the language wrong?
Is there a reason why you didn't invite us?
Language.
Because you were at your show.
Oh. It had nothing to do with us not inviting you out to Friday.
Still would have been nice to get an invite.
No, let's rephrase that.
I think
Steve didn't
it.
Invite you out to Fridays.
Because I was the only one that went.
No, I said to invite you. He's like, nah, fuck that.
Oh, my God, what a liar.
I was like, what about that? He goes, nah, F that
Well, because
P-word.
You guys were originally going to somewhere in...
Howell.
Which, while not far away, far enough away to make me a little nervous.
45 minutes.
Yeah, that's So, and then I you know, I'm on Facebook and I see you guys are all hanging out at Fridays, which is 10 minutes away from me. I'm like, oh, I would have went to Fridays. I wouldn't feel like driving 45 minutes.
I would have loved to go to Howell, though. It would have been 15 minutes from work.
Yeah, but we talked Fridays to give us a pitcher of beer.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it was great watered down beer. Loved
you could have sent me a picture of the pitcher of beer.
No, Fridays doesn't do that, so I was pretty impressed that we got it.
I like how Kev tried to, like, wean him. He's like, so what if you just, and couldn't come up with anything and just says, All right, what do you mean you don't really do that?
We used to go to Applebee's. We tried to get, like, bar shots, and they wouldn't do it. Like, we wanted to do a car bomb, and they said they can't do it, but they can give us a pint of Guinness. We can have a shot of Bailey's and a shot of Jameson, and whatever we decide to do with them is up to us. They were going to do that, and then the manager came over and said, no, you can't even do that. And we were only allowed to have one drink at a time.
Yeah.
So a lot of places
they wouldn't back you up. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to wait until the drink's completely gone, and then they'll give you another one.
That sucks.
Yeah. Can I get another beer? When you're done with that one. Okay, Mom. Like, by the time you come back, it's going to be gone. Well, then I'll get you another one.
What a dick.
Well, then you're not getting tipped.
Speaking of car bombs, me and Kev over here, we were at a bar one day.
Kev and I.
Oh, whatever.
Illiterate
Thank
bitch.
You.
We were like, hey, let's get some car bombs. We said, let's get two car bombs. And they said, we don't serve those here.
Ooh.
So I'm pretty sure it was raining. We were pretty heavily high alcohol levels.
Intoxicated.
I think that's what I was going for.
You talking highway hop?
Yeah. Yep. So we hop over the highway. I climb over the barrier.
Where was this that they didn't serve car bombs?
We're at Ted's Tavern, which stopped carrying Guinness because they said the only time people buy it is around St. Patrick's Day, and it didn't make sense to carry it.
Yeah.
But they have all the appropriate ingredients for a car bomb the other side of the highway at the Hiawatha.
Yeah.
Hiawatha.
I'll be real. I'm wasted. Kev, I go more where we get to the barrier. Climb over the barrier. Kev.
That's a big mistake.
Friggin' Olympic style. Just.
You hurtled it?
Whoa. Right over it.
You hurtled the fucking barrier?
I stop halfway over the barrier and go, holy shit.
What if you tripped and fell?
I'm gonna put this out there. I am no rookie at the highway hop.
Oh, okay. So you're used to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was very impressed. We get there. He's like, all right, let's get some car bombs. I'm like, are we pretending that this didn't just happen, that you just like blackmanned over that barrier, which is no
blackman. Blackmanned?
Yeah, yeah, he did a pole vault with his big black dick.
Damn.
Dick. D-Y-I-C-K.
And he launched over the fucking barrier.
And it was amazing.
So you guys got your car bombs?
Yes. They cost like $7 a piece, but it's totally worth it.
Speaking of car bombs, Derek has an awesome fucking story about the car bomb cupcakes. Because he ended up bringing one home.
Oh, boy. This is so funny.
We got to hear it.
I was very excited to bring home my car bomb cupcake. I did not get a chance to eat it that night. And so I left it in the baggie. And I said, I'm going to bring it to work tomorrow. I'll have a nice little snack. So I woke up in the morning and I got an apple and I got my car bomb cupcake. I put it in a little shopping bag. I got two bags of garbage in my hand full. And I got like a DiGiorno pizza box. DiGiorno.
Wow.
And I go out. I'm walking out to the dumpster, and the garbage man is there, and he's already hooked up to the garbage. So I'm just like, oh, this is a little awkward. What do I do? And he just gives me. He like waves me like, go ahead, throw it in. And I can't go around the front because he's butted up right against it. So I have to chuck it over the fence to get it into the dumpster, and it's right where like there's like a sidewalk, and it kind of goes down like a curb, like a thing. To the parking lot. So I, you know, got the bags, get them behind me, big, huge underhand, flip right over. My foot goes down on the curb and my ankle just twists. So I just like stumble. It kind of reminded me of you stumbling and almost killing that girl at the show.
Oh, God. Little,
it was just like, no. And I just fell right on my ass. And I'm flat out just on the ground, like, whatever.
Except and the guy, you weren't selling. You were just falling.
Oh, I was hurt. And the guy's laughing at me. So I'm just, don't do that, please. Play with it. No, because it makes popping noises.
All right. Get over
it. So I fall down. The guy's laughing at me. I get up. I said, did I at least make it in? He goes, yeah, you're good. So then I'm all pissed off, and I go up, and I just chuck the pizza box and the bag in my hand in the garbage, just instinctively. I just throw everything in there. If I had my car keys in my hand, they would have went in too. And as I'm, like, seeing this bag, like, shoot over the fence, I'm like, no! So there goes my cupcake and my apple for lunch. Just
you should have just climbed over and jumped in the dumpster.
I should have, yeah.
Stop, wait!
There's a cupcake in there!
Precious! Cupcake down!
Gross.
So, yeah. And the guy was laughing at me. Of course.
I think your train of thought was just get everything out of my hands, get the fuck out of here.
And the thing about being like horribly out of shape is like when you do something like that, when you fall and you haven't fallen or worked any of those muscles in years,
the bigger they are,
the harder they fall. They don't fall too often.
they don't fall so often.
They feel like shit for about a week. So
not only did you fall down, and you know you're pleasantly plump. But you were holding a cupcake in your hand.
It's more to love.
The best is that the cupcake and the apple. You say, yeah. There goes my lunch.
That's a well balanced.
The only thing that would have been sadder is if I landed on the cupcake and it just got all over my ass.
That's so, a well balanced meal, though.
Oh, yeah.
Cupcake and an apple. And apple.
Even it out a little bit, you know? Yeah.
That's healthy. I could just hear you getting fatter.
Yeah, believe me. So, yeah, my ankle, I whatever you call it, twisted my ankle. It was a little swollen. And I thought it was going to kill me the next day, but no, my legs, my thighs were
falling down.
Oh my! For the just the shock of falling, you know, like, and really all I did was what you guys do. I just took a bump.
Was it like a really slow fall? Like, oh no!
It was a stumble, boom, flat on my back.
Because it would have been so funny if the garbage guy was just like.
I'm sure he was just like, whoop, then he's gone.
He just goes, yes.
I probably made his day. That's
probably.
Sure.
Yeah. Tell him, honey, you have to hear this.
He probably got right on his CB and he was telling his bosses back at the shop.
I was expecting to look up and see like a camera phone in my face. It's like, that was great.
Wow.
Fucking asshole. He's going viral.
YouTube.
So with deductive reasoning, it's all the garbage man's fault.
Yeah.
If he just would have dumped his trash and then put it back down and you waited.
If he would have dumped it and then it went around, I would have been fine.
Safe,
but
healthy.
He made me chuck it over a fence. To get into the dumpster.
On the other hand, if you would have thrown the garbage out the night before, knowing the garbage man's coming.
Why would I do that?
It's common sense.
I don't know when he's coming.
That's a common sense.
That's what she said.
That's the first time I've ever gone out there and he was there.
Really?
Yeah, I never see them.
Was he a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, nice.
I'm just trying to get a better picture of what's going on.
Yeah. He's an older white guy.
Oh, okay.
Laughing at the fat guy.
Dude, you ever notice like a lot of garbage men, not all, but a lot of garbage men are like jacked.
Yeah,
they pick
the ones that the ones that like hang on the back, and like chuck the garbage cans are usually pretty jacked.
And they're usually African American.
Usually,
from my experience.
Wow.
I would just want to ride on the back. I want to do no work whatsoever. Just wee.
You gonna dump some garbage?
Nope. Just riding.
You're gonna be like that little piggy in the Geico commercial.
Yeah.
Wee. Oh man. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Don't see a lot of the guy riding on the back of the garbage truck anymore.
Yeah.
No, they all have the garbage cans that they just hook in and stuff.
Yeah.
I know in my mother's neighborhood, they got the garbage cans where they just do a little side thing and pick them up.
Yeah.
See,
you have to like buy a garbage can from them. They're like specially fitted or something.
Mm-hmm. See, my neighborhood's got the one with the box in the front and they dump it in there and then that goes up and over into the top of the truck.
Up and over, a lot like me yesterday.
Nah, shut the fuck
just
up.
Like you.
I got hard weighed into
you,
the ring.
You did an up and over?
Well, I got hard weighed.
Sweet motherfucking hard way.
Yeah. It was good?
Yeah. And I was okay with it. Like, I was like, hey, you want to take this? Yeah, no problem.
Have you ever done it before?
And then I look at Sean, and Sean's like, that's not a good idea.
Terrible idea.
You're going to get fucked up.
Now, define hard way.
Oh. You just, the guy pulls the ropes, and you springboard in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, like that little itch where they push in, and you're like kind of getting ready to jump?
Yeah, and nobody can ever do it right.
I just go, oh, no!
Yeah. But it actually worked out pretty good.
It hits, I turned down and go, that was surprisingly good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went up and over.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
As you yawn.
Oh, good. Yeah, a little tired, you know. Rough dick. Night.
Rough garbage can day.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now, by the way?
Yeah,
now I'm fine. Better. Today's the first day I think my legs are 100%.
And he brought cake over. So
I did bring...
So this experience of you falling and aching for a week did not trigger you to...
Have a pulmonary embolism?
Exercise?
Or why would I? I could barely move. Why would I exercise?
You're lucky with the jolt in your legs that your fucking cholesterol didn't break off in your calf and then float up into your lungs.
That was a concern.
Graphic.
Yeah.
I don't think you thought that once, actually.
No. Way to ruin the bit.
Because honesty is hilarious.
Yes.
Honesty is the worst policy, apparently. For comedy.
Ooh.
So.
Dunzo. You got any good fucking tit stories?
Whoa.
Saw some big tits at Yes Kids.
Really? Were they on a guy?
Did you crash them?
They were kind of weird. Well, there was a
bunch
of
them. There was the
weird one. Were they Derek's?
No.
Those are the first ones that I saw. But.
Can you local reference Yester Kids? Makes me giggle.
Red Bank, New Jersey.
No. Can you
local
say
reference?
It?
There you go.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, no, there was some girl doing one of the dance
dance offs.
Yeah, you know, one of those dance games.
Were you doing it too?
They were pretty big.
Oh, I didn't see that.
No, I don't do that.
So while she was dancing, were you fucking cranking it?
I should have.
Crank revolution.
I call it fap revolution. fap. But yeah,
there was a nice little party going on in the back.
Yes, there was.
Did some delicious looking food.
Mm-hmm. Matt's like, look at them tits. And then they're singing happy 8th birthday to this chub rock girl.
Chub rock.
Or how about every birthday that I've ever seen there is always for a 30-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Every single one.
We should just do our show there.
Yeah, we could.
What the hell?
It's already a 35 fucking minute ride for me.
What?
So take the parkway.
Why don't you take the ambulance?
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's right off the parkway. It'll probably be easier to get to for you.
Fucking tits. Than here.
Oh, all right, I'm in. I'm not paying, though.
Nah, it'd be kind of...
Not a cent over $9.
I think they close at 10 o'clock on Sunday anyway, so...
Oh. It's 9 or 10, it depends. Yeah. Depends on how busy they are.
I'm sure he doesn't want us there being fat, doing a stupid radio show that has nothing to do with him.
Yeah. To be honest, if we were promoting him, I don't think he'd care.
Probably not, but it would be pretty loud there, too.
We do it in the back room. We'll rent the room for 2 hours. And
rent the room.
Now this is just getting expensive. There's fees and renting. And
So you want to rent the room to go do what we would do sitting
here for free?
Yeah,
because then we could take breaks and play video games.
That's true.
No, like Steve gets on the computer.
If we had a reason to do it, like if we were doing some... No, you weren't talking.
No, that's fine.
if we had a reason to be there, if we had something going on.
If we were like covering something, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If there was some kind of tournament or something. Mm-hmm.
If there was like a Mario Kart tournament next week, you know, maybe...
I'd be in for that.
Well, there is.
Oh, okay, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, there is. I'll let you know if you want to play.
Is it original?
I'll let you know if I want to play.
No, I'm saying I'll let you know if you want to play.
Steve, you want to play?
There's a tournament. I'm just being a dick.
They asked me if I would help them out.
Oh, really?
Running it. So I was like, yeah, I'll just talk to my boss. In case it's a weekday or something like that. I don't know. But they haven't finalized date yet.
But I think is this N64?
I don't know which one it is.
Classic. Super Nintendo?
I'd assume it's the N64 one.
Probably, that's the big one. Yeah. Or maybe it's a Wii. Who knows?
Could be the Wii. Is it Mario Kart 7 out or something?
Something like that, yeah.
In case you're wondering, Brian Shapiro would rape you guys in Mario Kart.
Rape?
Yeah.
Rape.
Well, that's the one MK game that I'm unfamiliar with.
Too bad Brian Shapiro couldn't rape anything because he's a pussy.
Damn.
Oh!
Well, I'll tell you what. He raped that that wet fucking telephone pole that he put a sticker on for like 2 seconds.
Bullshit. Yeah, a wet telephone pole, and the edges weren't even stuck.
It was already half
on.
Off when he took the picture.
He pulled off and says, run, guys, run!
How many stickers did you give that kid?
Like 30.
30 stickers. He gives one picture of it on a telephone pole, and it's already half off.
Ridiculous.
No, it wasn't wet.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's fine, bro.
I looked at it.
Sticker's still there, man.
It's still
look,
there.
I tweeted that the Torah wouldn't allow him to put stickers out on fucking Wednesdays.
No, okay.
Oh,
well,
good.
He's had, 3 weeks now?
Yeah.
I gave you all the stickers I had left in my car, and I said, I'll keep a couple just in case. Mine are gone.
I've been tagging the shit out of things.
I still got a couple.
I tagged Fridays.
You did?
Yeah. In the bat room, huh?
And then I used my front cam to get it over the shoulder. It was very fun.
Ooh.
So what you got for us, Derek?
A couple things.
I'm going to affirm it, but respectfully disagree.
Somebody's what?
Somebody's pregnant.
Somebody. Who's pregnant?
Somebody.
Oh.
Meatball Doopa.
The one and only Snooki is pregnant. Big news this week.
Oh, buddy.
So I think with her dramatic weight loss that something happened to her birth control efficiency.
Think so.
Cocaine.
All I know is I would fucking suck on them fucking milk sacks.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
Ew.
She... I'm sorry. I just think it's funny. she is pregnant, and she is filming her new Jersey Shore spinoff in Jersey City, New Jersey.
So it's not going to be good because she's not going
to
drink?
No. They acquired permits to shoot in different baby stores around the area.
Wow.
So it's going to be basically Snooki becoming a mom.
And stealing the show from her partner, J-Wow.
Yeah, and J-Wow probably going out, and then Snooki saying, I can't go out because I'm pregnant.
And then she's just going to ride her face every night.
Wow.
And I don't know if they officially know or have said who the father is.
It's
I don't think she officially
Gianni.
Knows.
It's Gianni.
Yeah, everyone's Gianni. Assuming it's Gianni, but nobody's actually come out.
It's going to be the fucking unit.
No, it's going to be friggin', what's his face?
This is when we find out
it's
Dina
gonna be
has Vinny's. A penis.
Oh, I'd suck her penis.
I was actually watching the news the other day.
No, that's a meatball problem.
And they were talking about, oh, Snooki and JWoww, she might be pregnant, this and that. And then one lady's like, I just really hope they don't bring that kind of crowd to this area. It's a very family-friendly place.
What, babies?
What, Jersey City?
Yeah, that's why I said, I'm like, Jersey City?
Family?
Very family-friendly. Really?
Not really.
Hmm.
Well, if you're looking to like lose a family member, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. All I hear is, pop, 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 in the back. Just didn't understand it. Why Jersey City?
Why that's Hoboken? Probably the only place that
why at all
have them.
Mm-hmm. I think they went with it just because of the concept of Jersey Shore, Jersey City. They couldn't get Hoboken, so they actually went with what would have been logical. Because Hoboken would have just been bars, 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 and no fishing.
Or maybe they needed a nice place with some, you know, Babies R Us around.
Maybe.
Probably not a lot of them in Hoboken.
No, but I think they got Jersey City before she knew she was pregnant.
There, when it first broke, you know, it was trending on Twitter, and it was about our baby names. And I know somebody that just wanted to name it Abortion.
Yeah. Seaside, Italy,
dried up
Jersey
stinky
City.
Fetus,
fetal alcohol syndrome.
Syndrome.
You still watch that show, Steve? I know you. You check it out. Now
no, again. I gave up on it. Yeah.
Gave up?
Yeah, I watched like the first episode of the new season, and just it.
I watch
about
it every week.
What was that other bullshit you watched? The hairdresser,
Jerseylicious. Ugh.
Jerseylicious.
Yeah, I used to watch
even
that.
Worse.
I don't watch it anymore either.
No, you don't watch any of that stuff.
Nah.
No.
He's too busy training.
I'm too busy tweeting.
Tweeting and training.
Yeah, too busy tweeting the wrong day for the show.
Yikes.
Wow. Fuck off.
Wait, what happened?
He retweeted something from yesterday talking about tomorrow's show today.
Great. That's why fucking the Jew's the only one in the fucking chat room because everyone's like, oh,
the
Monday.
Jew.
No.
The Jew.
He's the only one that supports us. That's why he's the only one there.
Who?
The Jew.
Bless you.
Hey, dick.
The Jew.
Yeah, fuck the Snooki.
Yeah, I wouldn't care about her.
Yeah, Jersey Shore just has gotten exponentially more contrived this season.
I don't speak Spanish.
Oh, sorry. It's in multiples of itself.
Okay, thank you.
It's gotten just ridiculous. I mean, it was always bad, but oh my god, it's just like
the shits.
Yeah. Every interaction they have with each other is fake. Every single thing they do is completely scripted and staged. The only things that I think are even remotely real now are just their outer relationships, like this shit with Johnny. He's a tool bag. And Roger.
Do you watch the show?
I watch it every week.
Do
you really watch it?
Yeah, every week. I just said that before. Nobody was listening.
I thought I heard it, but I thought maybe you were joking.
I heard it, but I thought it was actually Kev.
I didn't know if you said it or if I thought it.
Wait, do you watch it on purpose or does somebody else watch it?
Allison watches it.
She watches it. Yeah. So you check it out every week.
So yeah, I've watched the last three seasons through and through.
Wow. Kev, do you watch it on purpose?
Yes, I do.
Oh, we should have Jersey Shore parties.
Jersey Shore talk.
Yeah, I should probably...
Who's your favorite?
I just get off on like how big a train wreck that like that Dina is just such a wreck.
She is.
It annoys me the shit like watching shit like that or like Hoarders or Wives. I just the stubborn people that just do stupid things and make fools. I can't get enough of it.
I just watch the show and just watch in envy. Why not? Why can't I look like that?
I just watch the show.
Why can't I look like
and
Snooki?
I just like hope for like nip slips and stuff.
Never gonna happen.
I'll never show it.
I just wish to be a millionaire for drinking.
That's right?
True. Yeah.
Like
just go out and drink all
like
the time.
Snooki made like what $5 million last year.
It's ridiculous.
Never has to work a day in her life again. That would be great. Why not me?
So you just basically want to be able to drink and work out. That's it.
Yeah, why not? Who the fuck doesn't?
And do roids.
Sure,
I drink. I tan. I got a smush room.
Wow.
I got a smush room.
It's pretty clear that the unit does steroids.
No,
he's
a natural born specimen.
He's pretty. He's definitely.
He's really lean.
I don't even know who the unit is.
The unit.
It's John.
New one.
He's the unit.
Fucking loser.
He's the situation's best friend.
He's another tool bag.
Well, I assume.
And he's the witness to Snooki blowing the situation.
Yes. So what that cupcake is to you, the unit is to the situation.
Pretty much, yeah. He's like the proverbial offspring. Like he's developed a character based off the situation. And he's like a recurring character on the show, but he never really does anything. He just kind of creates
problems.
Tension. And just by being there. Yeah. It's like, oh God, the unit's going to be there. And then like they get all upset. And he was supposed to divulge what happened. And, of course, he was too drunk to do it and got arrested. Just conveniently.
Yeah. Probably conveniently made a shit ton of money. Shit ton of money.
Probably.
Dick.
Tool bag.
Unbelievable.
Well, fuck these guys.
He even has a unit tattooed on him. Like, come on.
What?
I wish
he has his name. It's unit. Not even his real name.
No, his first name's The.
The.
Last
I'm
name.
The unit. What's your real name? The. Last name, unit.
What's
that's
your real
all
name,
you unit? Gotta know.
My name is the unit. They call me the for short.
It's really horrendous.
I don't know. I'm not talking about these assholes anymore.
Good.
So what would you guys think the number one password in the business world is?
The number one?
Number one most used password.
Password.
You say password, Kevin?
QWERTY.
QWERTY. That's a good one. Matt?
Password is pretty good. I'm going to say no pass.
No pass?
No pass.
I'm going to say money.
Money?
Yeah, money.
That's stupid.
You're stupid. Dick.
It is password one.
Oh, one. You know what? I was going to do a number two, but.
Capital P, password one.
That's horrendous.
Yeah. Logged into anything now, which is random email addresses with password one.
Yeah, it meets all of these standards, the capital letter and the numeric thing. So that was interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty lame.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing it on people's fucking bank accounts.
Yeah.
Right now.
With all it that, you shouldn't be able to use that for anything. It should just be like, nope, can't use it.
Well, you know how many assholes would go, okay, password two.
Nope, can't use
it. Can't do it. You're being a dick.
Oh, shit.
Oh, broken.
History.
And if you try password three, it'll just kick you off and say, no, you know what? You're not using
never
this.
Never again.
Giant picture on the middle finger pops up.
Never
you're obviously
again.
An asshole. Forget it.
Yeah, with all the effort that all these like banks and just regular websites, they even have a color-coded bar that comes up and tells you how good your password is.
Yeah.
Password one cannot be good.
Your password's
red,
dog.
You're getting red every time.
But, you know.
And they have to put the color bar because there's dumbasses that don't know what, like, your password weak means. What you mean my password's weak, nigga?
You ever make your own password and it just says weak and you're like, oh, fuck you, I'm keeping it. That happens to me.
It doesn't work, though.
It does. It just says that it's weak.
I usually get moderate.
Some sites won't let you.
I get moderate passwords, man.
I get pretty strong passwords. I got a little thing I do.
Ooh. What's that?
You fucking weird. You have your own fucking weirdo.
You have your own personal algorithms that you do?
Yes.
Yeah, I do that too.
Dude, we could all guess what Derek's fucking password is.
Cupcakes.
Diarrhea
cupcake.
One.
Yeah, like I could spell that.
Bloody cupcake stool.
The diary of diarrhea.
The diarrhea of Anne Frank.
Let's see. What's going on in the chat?
Nobody.
Okay.
There's a plaza right where I. What is that? When I go pick up my car. You're a fucking loser.
I'm going to plaster this place.
Yep. What's up, Quirky?
I'm going to put all my stickers in one place.
I'd rather see a ladder match.
Want to see some Jewish nips.
Yeah, we want to see pictures, Mr. Shapiro.
Stupid ass.
I feel like I'm talking to a lawyer.
That's what I thought.
Mr. Shapiro.
B. Shaps.
Esquire.
Nips.
Ooh. The fuck was that?
You'll get him, he says.
So what else you got, Derek?
Oh, that's it.
Oh, okay, good.
Just looking in the password thing.
This has been fun.
No more stories. We're done.
That's it. We are done.
I'm going to send some stories in this week.
Good night.
Have a good night, guys. I'm going to have some of that cake.
Oh, yeah.
Cake does look good.
What kind of cake is it?
The vanilla cake with, I think, like a cream cheese icing.
Gimme!
I'm fucking in.
And there's bananas, fresh bananas on top.
Bananas.
Ooh. Oh,
just to mix it up a little bit.
Potassium.
Well, I want to bring this story up because we have a little puppy in studio.
Yep.
A truck with 113 puppies crashes on the Autobahn.
Oh,
shit.
Holy shit.
I didn't crash it.
Damn.
Oh, the puppy just woke up.
There's just pulled puppy meat all over a highway.
And look at the picture of the puppy there.
Oh, no, you just made it worse.
Oh, no.
It looks just like, what's the puppy's name?
Lucy.
Lucy. Looks just like Lucy.
Except that's right eye.
Yeah, whatever. Motorists in Germany's Autobahn got an unexpected look at how young puppies are transported from puppy farms to big cities when 113 of them spilled onto the highway after a crash.
My God.
Jesus, what a scene. Is there a murder scene for that?
It's just you just go onto the highway, you see all these white outline of puppies.
Is there a tournament scene for that?
Oh.
Jesus.
Police say a truck carrying the puppies crashed in western Germany before dawn on March 1st. All but one of the dogs survived.
Oh.
So there's one casualty. According to the reports, the truck slid off an exit ramp on Thursday due to rainy conditions, going through a guardrail, and then tipping over. Sadly, one puppy died of his injuries, and seven others were lightly injured. The 40-year-old driver and his passenger were not hurt. The puppies of various breeds were being transported from Slovakia to Germany and Belgium where they were to be sold.
How'd they get all the puppies back?
How'd they get them all back?
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't go running.
Well, they're little puppies. Like, look at this puppy here. It's barely moving.
Not going nowhere.
Because Jen doesn't
want to taking him out of the room. She's so sad.
He can't be here.
Dead puppies
well, you know
aren't
what?
Much
if,
fun.
If dogs had nine lives like cats, they'd be okay.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how that came on.
But you press play. Is this Whitney Houston?
No. Sarah McLachlan, right?
What fucking puppy saving place just said, you know what, we need a song? Sarah McLachlan, she's got to do it.
Make
gotta
me
be
cry
her.
While you're looking at these puppies on your commercial.
She's not even talking about the puppy. She's just talking about her career.
Sarah McLachlan? I think she's doing
stuff.
All right.
No, what the fuck did she do?
Guys, I need a minute.
Moment of silence.
I feel like donating.
You feel like donating?
Puppy chow.
Oh, never mind. I feel better.
There you go.
Oh. There they are.
Oh. Do you have like a splatting sound effect? You know, with that?
Oh, God.
Damn.
Notice one dog start barking.
They sound hurt.
No. Oh, there's the one that died.
What?
Who let the dogs out?
Oh.
That's cute.
So that's my story.
That was fucking sad. Yeah, I brought the fucking show down.
I know. We're never going to recover from that.
Oh, made me hungry.
I didn't think you guys were going to have a puppy in the studio today.
Look at this. Every it says, dog on the road, it's a picture with Sarah McLachlan. It says, hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. And I'm about to ruin your whole fucking day.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what she does. She's a day ruiner.
She's so lesbian.
How are you going to recover that? How are you going to recover this fucking show now?
I don't know.
Everyone listening is just looking at their dog now going, I fucking love you. I don't talk to you ever, but.
Don't ever get a fucking ride from someone you don't know.
I think we got the answer to the question of who let the dogs out?
Derek.
Way to go, Derek.
Eat your Derek. I have no idea what you're saying.
Is this about cake?
No, put it on the screen. What? I can't.
Who let the dogs out? It was obviously Hitler because Hitler built the Autobahn. Okay.
Yeah? This is happening.
Sean, you look fucking jacked on camera.
Oh.
For
those of you in Ustream, we got an adorable puppy.
We found him on the road in Germany.
Up on the cam.
We found him floating on a raft.
Yeah, Shapiro. Hitler built the Autobahn.
Down the Danube.
So if you'd like to donate to save this puppy. That's right. Put the puppy on the cam again. Put the puppy on there. If you'd like to donate, our PayPal is aristocratsradio at AOL.com, and we will not throw this dog on the Autobahn if you donate. If you donate more than $5, we'll send you stickers.
Yay!
Printed Hooray! With puppy's blood. Save the puppies.
Forged with the blood of puppies.
Donate to the aristocrats.
I just told the Jew that the Autobahn goes straight to Hitler's favorite travel destination, Auschwitz.
Oh, wow.
Convenient.
And tie it all together, Hitler made the Hitler Youth kill puppies.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
What, to desensitize them?
Mm-hmm. Well, he made them raise the puppy, and then when it got to a certain age, he made them kill them.
Oh. Jesus.
Wow. That's kind of like what I used to do to my kittens.
What?
You know, you never heard that story?
No.
I don't know. I had some sick thing going on when I was younger, and my cat had kittens. We got a cat, and we didn't know it was pregnant when we got it. Then it had kittens, and I used to hide them on the mother while she was trying to feed them.
Wait, what?
You're a douche.
Yeah. Wow. I used to put them in not like a carrier thing. It's like a little sofa thing for them. Like they could all fit
a plastic
in there.
Bag with no holes in it.
And then I would push it under the couch. And then the mom would come walking in like for feeding time and then just not know where it is and like let these fucking scary ass fucking meows out. Yeah. It was pretty sad.
It's fucking weird.
What were you doing? Just jacking in the corner?
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be so
you can't
funny.
Find your kids.
I would lift up the couch that they weren't under. Like, nope, they're not under here. Mm-hmm.
I looked everywhere, believe me.
Speaking of random animals found at the side of the road, I was driving down Highway 35.
Local reference.
Thank you.
I see something in the distance. It kind of looked like a bag at first, and I'm like getting close to it. I'm like,
had a cupcake in it?
Oh, shit.
No!
I noticed that it wasn't like a deer, which, you know, maybe you would have seen on Highway 35. Not usually, though. And as I got close enough to it, I'm like, holy shit, that's a bird. But that's just not a typical bird.
It's a turkey vulture.
It was like a wild turkey.
It was a turkey vulture, probably.
No. Much, much bigger, like a 30-pound bird.
Like an albatross.
Huge.
Dude, wow.
I've seen wild turkeys on my way to work going to Marlboro, just hanging out on the side of the road. I'd never seen one around here. There were feathers all over the place.
Nice.
Right by the Middletown Pancake House.
Mm-hmm. Local
reference. It was like feathers were just strewn across the whole highway, and you had to like dodge this thing because it was right in the middle of the road. I've never seen a bird that size in this area.
You should have fucking plowed right over that fucker.
It probably would have been messy.
Good.
Ooh. It would have been messy.
It would have been awesome.
I see those wild turkeys in Staten Island when I go to get my my injection. Yeah, they're all over the hospital.
It's all the way to Staten Island?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know, it's a pain.
Where in Staten Island?
The University Hospital.
Oh, okay.
They have them there?
Unlocal?
Yeah, like right outside the hospital.
Is there a farm?
I have no clue. Wow. No clue. Every time I go there, though, they're right outside the hospital.
Yeah, I see wild turkey every weekend at the bar. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Wild turkeys look like freaking dinosaurs. They're ridiculous.
They're
mean looking, too.
One time.
And they'll chase you.
Mm-hmm.
Going through Long Branch.
Branch?
We see some type of flying animal hit a telephone line above us.
Pterodactyl.
Just hit the ground. Yeah. Turned out to be a hawk.
Nice.
So my buddy's like, we can't just leave it here. It's going to die.
Was it a road warrior?
So he wrapped it up in his...
That's a power line.
Tell him, Hawk.
Well?
So he wraps it up in his jacket, and we take it to the Tinton Falls Animal Hospital, and we bring it in. They're like, it's a good thing you brought it here, but you guys are stupid, because if this thing came to, it would have killed you.
Damn.
Oh, shit. And they just open up the garbage can. Flip.
Did they charge you?
No.
That'd be dick.
What do you say?
We'll send you the bill.
Hey, I found this.
Yeah, we watched this hit a power line. And
That would be the beak.
To tape it?
Send you the beak.
Yeah.
Let me know if it's okay.
Could you call me and make sure? Yeah, we'll call you.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to throw this shit
away. Coming a week later. I brought a hawk in here. I just want to make sure it's okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's flying around. It's beautiful.
It's sleeping right now.
It's a little drunk.
Fell off the Titantron.
Oh, shit.
Poor Hawk.
Oh, you'll be hawking hot dogs in the stands. All right. Yes.
So you've found some kind of crazy wild. You ever see vultures?
Yeah.
I saw one once. It was going around. Oh, I remember someone we knew had little tiny dogs. They're playing in the yard, and this hawk was circling the
snatched
dog.
One?
It was Lola, the little tiny...
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
Running in the yard. And all of a sudden, I forgot who, somebody came out and grabbed it. I was like, we need to get her in here, because there was a hawk, and it was circling, and it'll come down. And
Lola
was
little, so...
Lola was tiny, and
it'll shit in your face on the way out.
It'll pick it up, and then it'll shit in your face, and then fly away with it. That happened to somebody's dog a couple years ago.
Really?
Hawk came, grabbed it, flew away with it, and then dropped it. And it, like, fell in the street or something, like, you know,
did
down
it live?
The road. I don't think so.
Ooh.
It's a pretty far drop.
What do you say? Wow, what an asshole.
Yeah.
No personal gain.
I'm sure the dog was just, all right, fuck you. Well, they probably do that to kill it. I'm sure they drop it and then go back down for it.
Mm.
But, yeah, crazy. That was over by Navisink.
So. Pretty gross.
Local.
Reference.
Local reference. There was a school shooting.
Oh, yes.
On Monday.
Whoa.
Right after we did the show.
Yeah.
That fucking Marilyn Manson.
Pretty serious.
Yeah.
It's all Rammstein's fault.
It's all Doom's fault.
I blame the Matrix.
I don't have anything up about it, but I think we heard enough. We could talk about it. I like that they brought up instantly that he was bullied.
Well, that's a new thing.
Yeah. But here's the thing. They've been doing the bullying thing with kids and making them the victims.
And homos.
Yeah, okay, the homos, we'll call them that, sure.
Wow.
He did look gay to me.
Queers.
Well, like the gay kids. Roots. And the
the black shirts.
Yeah. A lot of the black shirts, a lot of the slow kids, a lot of the ethnic kids getting picked on. And they're doing this whole bullying
thing. Pirates.
What's the black shirt thing?
Cocksuckers.
Oh, you weren't here for that.
Yeah, he was. Sorry.
I probably was.
No, it was just us three.
What's with the black shirts?
What is burning? Somebody that smells like burning hair.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jamie's probably cooking the dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Jamie's probably cooking in general.
But I like that they instantly came out and said he was bullied.
What? What do you want?
What's the black fucking shirt thing?
The fat people who only wear black shirts.
Oh.
And who are like half retarded. We call them black shirts.
What kind of shirt are you wearing?
I love your expression.
Right? And I realize Matt and I are wearing black shirts.
Oh, that's silly. I like that.
Get it.
Black slimming. All right, go on.
No, you know, like those like idiots that only listen to like metal and stuff and they're a little slow.
Or they attend wrestling shows.
We call them black shirts because they only wear black shirts.
So you can see when they're drooling.
I was wearing a bright green shirt last night. Matt can attest to that.
Metallica sold out.
Wow.
He certainly was.
Yes. It was Green Monkeys. So anyway, I like that they called him. They said he was bullied and stuff like that.
So,
and it wasn't just like, here's this animal who just came in and senselessly attacked some people. They brought up that he was made fun of. And
so they were giving him
so
like.
Which one was he? Fat, gay, retarded?
He was a gothy kid, Asian. I think. He went to the goth road. They said he was popular for a little bit, and then he kind of detached himself from everybody, and he got into the gothic scene, and he was picked on a lot. Then he came to school with a gun, fired 10 shots, and killed 3.
Didn't he target specific people?
Yes, he targeted one table of kids.
Okay.
So, which goes to show that somebody was picking on this kid. Uh-huh. Fired 10 shots, killed 3 people, injured 2.
No,
the other way around, I don't remember.
Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth here.
They should shoot him.
Is it no? Is that obviously not the appropriate response for being bullied?
No,
but
they do have to realize the reason why this happened was because these kids were being assholes to them.
So they're gonna let him off.
Well, if the kid didn't suck, they wouldn't be assholes.
Yeah, true. Right? Yeah,
true.
Let this be a lesson to you. Don't suck.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, if you're taking 10 shots, kill 10 people. Don't take 10 shots and kill 3.
Let this be a lesson. Get fucking target practice in before you show up to the school.
Practice makes perfect. Then off yourself so you don't have to deal with the ridicule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when the Columbine happened, it was instantly like they were blaming everybody but, you know, the people that were picking on these kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those kids were douchebags. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it didn't help that, you know, there were people tormenting them just because they were different or whatever.
What if, the day before, someone's like, well, why don't you bring a gun to school and kill everybody?
I'm sure that's happened plenty of times.
Up next, hey, you know what? It's a great fucking idea.
It really shows how fucking things change. Because back then, the shooters were kind of, you know, like the people who got shot were the victims.
Yes, absolutely.
Now it's
completely.
Now it's just seen the other way. Like,
and not only were the shooters villainized, which they should be. They killed people. Fuck them. I'm not saying they were right. But now people who were similar to them were also being villainized. People like me were villainized in high school because I owned a trench coat.
People call it demonized.
Demonized. Okay. Very good. people who listened to Marilyn Manson.
I was also demonized.
And you were. I wasn't going to speak for you, but you were too.
I was a little bit.
Yeah, because you had long hair and stuff.
And we're all black.
Yeah, you were all black. So, you know, all of a sudden we had teachers coming up to us saying, hey, you should really dress like this. You should really.
You think you should conform a little bit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we had to kind of tell them, you know, I know I did. When a teacher came up and said, you should really take your coat off.
Yeah.
I said, no, I was wearing this coat long before those assholes came around. I don't wear it because I hate people. I wear it because, I don't know, because I'm an asshole.
Actually, I had a teacher stick up for me in front of the whole class.
Good.
Right after Columbine.
Yeah.
She pointed it out. Yeah.
Yeah, because she's probably thinking, well, if Matt kills all these people, I'm going to live.
Yeah.
Time to save my
So
ass.
We're good, Matt? We're good, right?
Yeah, we're right
I got
right.
you back?
Yeah.
But, and then there was this poor
you
kid.
You guys should just show up to a show and just shoot everybody.
Whoa!
Hi, Never. I can't make next shows.
I meant
ever.
Like, I meant like a radio show.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Then there was this poor kid, this poor redheaded bastard.
Yes.
Who were all black, all leather. He was all weird.
Was he Jewish?
I don't know, but he had a hit list.
He could have been a Jewish ginger. He definitely could have been.
But he had a hit list. And I guess it was known that he had this list of people.
He, like, published it.
Where?
Yeah.
What do you mean where? I don't know. This was in
1999.
Was it? No, it had to have been 98.
98, 99.
Whenever it happened.
No, but, like, around
it was
here.
Our senior year.
Yeah, and he was, like, 2 years younger than us.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was known around school as like the gothic kind of weirdo redhead kid. And he had this list of people where, you know, well, whoa, when I flip out, you're number one on my list. Everyone's just like, okay, asshole.
He wasn't even gothic. He was literally just like, he looked like a dorky redhead kid who wore a black trench coat. And that was it.
Was weird. Then Columbine happened. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, okay, let's get this fucker straight before he comes in next. So all of a sudden, he shows up with like
preppy, like plaid,
like chinos and white keds and fucking like collared shirts.
He totally changed his tune.
And he's just like, and he had like a new backpack that wasn't black. I mean, he didn't have a stitch of black on him. And he was miserable.
I took all his clothes.
I definitely fit you.
Yeah, exactly.
See, when I see guys like you that wear all the trench coats and all the black, see, I don't make fun of you. I just don't fucking acknowledge you ever. So you don't know who I am. I don't know who you are. So when you come murder everybody, it's a bystander.
Exactly.
Hey, you want me to help you? I'll hold them for you.
But there's got to be something where, you know, they got to come out to these kids and tell them to leave these fuckers alone.
Stop. They're going to
kill your own good.
It's not
going
to do anything.
No, it's not. And it's not going to happen, but.
It's not. You're wasting
they have
your
all
breath.
Those like nice PSAs like, don't treat somebody that way. You don't want to be. Don't tease these kids. They'll fucking kill you.
Either they're going to kill you or they're going to grow up to be very rich because they're probably on the computers and shit and they'll help you down the road.
Yeah. Duh. Yeah.
See, now you're stereotyping that the people who get picked on are like smart and shit. I only picked on retards. There's no way they're making more money than me.
And there's no way they're not to use a gun either.
Yeah.
Well, you're smart about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're going to pick on people, be smart about it.
Pick on retards.
Pick your battles.
Pick on retards that can't shoot a gun.
Or gays, because they probably can't handle guns either.
Well, then they kill themselves, and then you're the villain.
Though in high school, there was a bitter retard in a wheelchair that used to just run over people's ankles and shit. They were in his way.
And there's just Steve, like 10 feet down the hallway. Faggot! Run!
Nah, he clipped me one time, and I almost pushed him out of his fucking wheelchair.
Well, his wheelchair was, like, huge, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, a wheelchair.
That was
like
the hallway hot rod.
It had, like, rims, and, like, it was all souped
hallway
up.
Hallway hot rod.
Had hydraulics on it.
What's funny is on the back, he had a sticker that said, no fear.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, stairs.
Escalators.
That kid just...
Slight inclines.
He would specifically talk about... Like the erection. End of the world. Wow.
Oh, shit. Daddy wiping and slipping in his hole.
Standing.
Oh, shit. I don't know what's going to happen.
Living past 35.
Kneeling at church.
Shoes?
Sucking dick.
He's going to roll up here and we're all
going to wiping your ass. But
that's
yeah,
how I said roll up.
Jumping jacks.
No fear. Shitting your wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay, now what do I do?
He was a jerk too.
He was.
He was a jerk.
And I knew him. Well, we knew him.
Well, yeah. I was in the
when
Boy
he had
Scouts.
Working
with
legs.
Him.
I was in the Scouts with him too.
Yeah. He never had working legs.
Why would he?
No,
he did Boy Scouts.
Way before I knew him then.
Well, I think he came to our school when we were in like third grade, and I remember he was like taller than the aides already.
Oh, if he could. If he could stand, he would have been like 6'4".
He was. Yeah,
oh, wait. So he wasn't kid. Always Hot Wheels.
No. I remember the aides
happened?
Helping him walk down the hallway when we first encountered him.
See, aides
him.
Ain't all that bad.
Full blown. Yeah. Did he have
could
polio
walk.
Crutches?
He could walk originally, but I don't know. I guess it caught up to him.
Did he die?
I don't know. I don't know if he's still alive.
He's probably driving over something with fucking feet.
Let's Facebook him.
I doubt it.
I really don't know.
I don't think he's on Facebook because he could barely even move his fucking control for his wheelchair.
Well,
his favorite song was by Limp Bizkit.
Spelling.
Just said, keep on rolling.
It's
he's
pretty
like,
simple.
Hell yeah.
Is it EY or just Y, you think?
Why?
Just Y?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you might want to use his real first name, not the nickname.
Oh.
Wheelchair.
True.
It might be easy to find him on Facebook Mobile.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Don't use his nickname, fucking hallway hot rod.
I was watching Tosh.0 the other day. There was two fat ladies. One in front, it was driving on the road. One in front had a motorized wheelchair, like a...
With a cart in front?
No, just regular. She's sitting there. Ugh, I'm huge.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody in a manual wheelchair holding on behind
oh,
her.
Oh, shit. No, you didn't.
And they're going down the road. I got to find a clip. It's so
funny. Can you
funny.
Give me a lift, please?
That's ridiculous.
And then they see someone filming them, and she just goes... gives her the finger.
It's para-hitching.
Para-hitching.
Yeah, I don't think he's on here.
No.
I know he had a really hard time like lifting his hand up, so... I don't think computers are his strong suit.
He didn't have a hard time, like, telling everybody they were going to die.
Yeah.
That's no. All. That's all he would talk about is the end of the world.
No fear.
High fives.
Well, I had him in a French class, and he wouldn't raise his hand because I guess he had a hard time. What did he have? Was it MS? Or?
I think it was MS. Like
and the teacher actually told him, no, you have to raise your hand.
Wow, what a dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else so he would actually do? Sit there and like force, like it looked like it hurt his head. To lift it. He'd be like, yeah.
Just red in the face and sweating. He's just,
exactly.
Like, by the time he actually gets his hand up, the question's already answered. You moved on.
As his hand is coming up, his head was going down.
Actually, so I don't think I don't think it was MS. I think it was I think it was muscular dystrophy.
Yes. Yeah,
because MS is like a later life.
He's probably is dead by now.
Yeah.
But seriously, French class isn't worth that kind of effort.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, was this kid in a wheelchair during Boy Scouts?
Yes.
Yeah, the fuck is the point of that? Or isn't like Boy Scouts supposed to be in like the wilderness and shit?
Yeah, we used to push him around trails and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be. But
he's just rolling.
He's just kind of like
stick.
You had big wheels on.
Like, I'll just wait here in the tent, guys.
And guys, I got a flat. Somebody jack me up.
And we would just pick him up and plop him into a canoe and just take him canoeing.
Plop him into
literally.
A canoe. Literally. Here you
go. See ya.
Just one leg's hanging over the side.
We got you in the
same
fucker,
teacher.
Now row.
Also, the same teacher wouldn't let him leave early
because
they would always leave early to get whatever.
You have to tell me what teacher it was.
Avoid hallway traffic.
She was the younger French teacher.
Okay.
She hot?
No, not really.
Maybe. Maybe in her heyday.
Yeah, maybe 10 years before I had her. But, she wouldn't let him leave early, and he had to ask to use the bathroom. Because, usually he would just whisper to the aide, would,
hook up a tube to his penis.
I don't know, do whatever.
Yeah, that's another thing. There was someone with him all the time.
Yeah, he had 24-hour. Well, not 24-hour, but whatever.
At least in the school. Yeah.
I got
to tell you, that's going to be a great job, because as long as this kid's, wheeling around, that bitch had a job. The aide's
kind of true. Yeah. But another thing to point out, again, is that he wasn't just like a kid in a wheelchair. He was incredibly bitter. And I personally don't remember anybody being outwardly mean to him.
No, never.
I don't. No. I remember people.
Except for us right now on this radio show.
No, we are now. In
post. Well, he's not here to defend himself, so we can say whatever we want.
But this is basically the years of not being able to make fun of him, coming to a head.
All I know is he clipped my ankle with his fucking the foot plate. And I was like, dude, I was your senior patrol leader. And he just never answered me. That was the last thing I ever said to him.
Senior patrol leader.
Were you trying to be like cool when you said that? I was your senior patrol leader. What
you
the
know
hell,
me,
man?
You
know
fucking
me.
Fucking Scout's Honor, bitch.
We made s'mores together.
But he didn't even acknowledge me. That was the last thing I ever said to the guy.
On my honor, I will roll over your ankle.
At that point, it was just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your working knees.
You can get a swimming merit badge.
But
you
can't.
Floating merit badge.
Oh, damn it. I was just going to say that.
Oh, fuck you and your functioning nervous system. Asshole.
When we threw him in the pond, we used to call him Bob.
Really? I would call him fucked.
He's floating.
Raise your hand when you're scared.
And that looked just like him, the face right there. Yeah. He really did.
He just had a lot, like really big teeth.
Yeah, oh, extremely.
Yeah.
Are you saying he had big teeth?
And they were like sharp teeth, like fruit bat.
He's like he was like Baraka.
Okay, now you're just making these things
That's kind of true, actually.
Baraka.
Whenever I need to cut rope to make a knot and stuff, I'd have to use his teeth.
That just seems untrue.
Well, at least you found some kind of use for him.
That's all, yeah. Right? Open up bottles, too. That's about it.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for
the soda pop. Crack open some pop. Soda pop. Kick pops.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Awesome.
Kick pop break.
Yeah, I think we're going to take a break.
Oh, thank God. I've had to piss for like the last 20 minutes.
Oh, good. You're going to the bathroom?
Pay.
We can go together. Let's hold hands.
Sweet.
I got to pay. I cleaned the toilet today. Good job. Cool.
Finally, after a week.
You want a fucking reward?
What'd you it wasn't me, by the way. I saw that whole thing.
Who was the last person to use it?
I go on Twitter and everyone's yelling at everybody about who's shit in the toilet.
What was wrong with it?
Just what's so there poop knows. In it? It's a fucking toilet.
So everyone knows the lady of the house just said she cleaned the bathroom. That's what all this discussion's about.
And next thing you know, she's saying,
everyone's looking at me.
I clean, I cook, I do laundry, I make babies. I have such a hard life.
Me and Jimmy avoid that bathroom because you guys are gross.
Yeah, we don't use it.
I don't. I go upstairs.
Sean, I'll just piss in the sink if you want to take the toilet.
I'm going to go outside. Get a little fresh air.
I'm just going to shit my pants.
Ew.
What?
Now, if somebody was like, Oh, man, who had a period all over the bathroom? Period. Then we can blame Derek.
Yeah.
Derek has a period blood every day.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back. It's the Aristocrats Radio.
Aristosplats.
Show. It's the Aristocrats featuring Sean's ass.
Now jiggle it and shit.
Now open it up. Let's see a brown eye. Spread those cheeks.
Spread your booty.
Shake. Let's see that no wipe.
Disgusting.
No wipe. Didn't have to. I did, but I didn't have to.
Guys, disgusting.
Unnecessary wipe.
Nice. The chat room's getting filled up now.
Nice.
Mm. P-Rock from the Dick Guys showed up.
Yep, so welcome back. It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. You can go there for all your Aristocrats needs. We are live on CWERadio.com. Radio. I got to get that song for next week.
Mexican radio?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We'll consider it.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
I was going to have something myself.
I'm sure I have it on here somewhere. Just
DX.
DX.
Penises.
I want nachos.
Yeah.
Fucking. Could really go for
Ryan Shapiro.
Dick.
Oh, Esquire.
I don't
have it on this. Nachos Nuevos. That's what it is. Nachos Nuevos.
Some sour cream and shit.
Chili and meat.
What are you eating there, Matt?
I would fuck a small
Italian sub.
Nice. Can't beat that.
That looks good.
Can't beat it with a stick.
Yep.
Compliments on the cake.
Cake's good?
Yeah.
Good.
I finished it in 3 bites. I'm not going to lie.
So if Lauren's listening, everyone loves your cake. Everyone's eating it.
I didn't have it yet.
How are the bananas on there?
Oh, fresh.
Delicious.
Yeah? That cake was literally baked an hour before I came here.
It's delish.
So.
Heavy digestion.
I won't accidentally throw it in the garbage.
No!
Oh, man. There's a little interesting article about toy fads throughout the years. A couple of toy fads that went crazy over the years and just kind of seemed to disappear.
Rubber fists.
Double dong dildos. People just don't appreciate them anymore.
Double-sided jelly dongs.
They had their place before the internet.
The number one, it's not really a list, not like a numbered list.
Pogs.
The top one up here. Pogs would be one of them. I don't think pogs are on here.
Love pogs.
Anyone know likes
pogs? You should get a free pog on the bottom of the slush puppy cup.
Yes.
Oh,
Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchis are on here. Yes.
Crazy bones.
Those were crazy. The Tamagotchis, because once they died, that was it, right? You just had to chuck it.
There was a reset. There was a really tiny reset button. You
probably went through a fuckload of Tamagotchis then.
I never
buy a new one.
I never owned one, but I had plenty of sisters.
No, I never had one. Tamagotchi's on here. Troll dolls.
Trolls.
Which I don't really agree. They kind of always have been around.
Wishniks.
They make comebacks.
Yeah, they're always, like, they never really went away. Like, you can't go out into the store and get a Tamagotchi. But you can go to, like, any, you know,
you will
gift
find
store
generic sort of trolls, not, like, the actual
treasure trolls.
Yeah,
like
treasure G.I. trolls.
G.I. Joe and My Little Pony. Like, it comes and goes.
It's always
not
there.
G.I. Joe's and My Little Pony's never stopped.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's never stopped.
Sometimes, well, it fades off and then some.
They kind of ebb and flow
the promotion. Yeah, the promotion isn't there, but the toys are always available.
The Cabbage Sergeant Slaughter comes around and fucking gives it a little boom.
Exactly.
And next thing you know, everybody finds G.I. Joe's again.
See, because Kev knows that Sergeant Slaughter is more important for G.I. Joe than he was for wrestling.
Yes.
True story.
He is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, top of the list, obviously, Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yep.
Huge in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Up until 1983. They hit big time, and I guess they still make them. They're just
sure they do.
They have to
never stop.
Anything before 88 didn't exist, so they had to be after 88.
Yeah, there's some show coming on some channel. I don't know, something about weird obsessions where this couple spent over $1 million on just Cabbage Patch Kids.
Horrendous.
Like, recently,
I'd imagine the woman is barren.
I would hope so. That's the only excuse I'm taking.
Yeah. Were Furbies on there? Are Furbies on there?
Furbies are on here.
Really.
Yes,
what's
moving, dancing, chattering, and singing Furby.
Yeah, I was gonna
back to Cabbage Patch real quick. If not for the Cabbage Patch, we wouldn't have Garbage Pail Kids.
True.
Mm. Garbage Pail Kids.
Watch out for that chair. The camera's on it.
Which made an excellently awful movie.
Ali.
Oh, yeah. I love the Cabbage Patch Kid movie. On Netflix, by the way, if you want to check it out and see how well it doesn't hold up.
The garbage fail kids.
Yes.
No, it's actually really good on like a very bizarre level, but
yeah.
It's
The awful. Actual Cabbage Patch Kids themselves still look decent.
Yeah.
Good.
Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah. What did I say?
You keep saying Cabbage.
The Garbage Pail Kids.
The Garbage Pail Kids themselves.
Very bizarre.
You were just like,
very
bizarre. The Cabbage Patch Kids, awesome on Netflix.
They all look like Rush Limbaugh.
Not Alligator.
Alligator gonna bite them toes.
All right. But real quick.
But the acting, it was...
No, it's horrible, and there's no story to actually follow.
No.
But...
The British guy is unbelievable.
But yes. There is a vagina shot.
What?
Yeah, me and my friends found it. We fast-forwarded it. We slowed it down. We looked at it over and over. We reviewed the tape. We zoomed.
Was it the main character, the girl?
The girl, at one point, she's in her room. She's talking to, like, the younger kid, and she crosses her legs. They're like, uncross, and there's just a split second where you see vagina.
Actual vagina.
Actual vagina. Crotch.
She wasn't wearing panties?
Yeah.
I paused it.
She's on the set of a movie intended for kids.
I was.
Yeah. Wearing underwear?
Sean was there.
I was there. I can totally back the story up.
Well, I'm going to have to
unbelievable.
Is she hot?
Yeah, I guess for the time, yeah. She's all right.
Was her a little...
Yeah. I wouldn't kick her out of bed in the morning.
In that she was an older teenage girl who was kind of in a weird love interest thing with a kid.
She's supposed to be like 16, 17.
Yeah.
In love with a kid, what, 9, 10 years old?
I don't know.
13, 14. Okay.
Which was about our age when that came out. So.
What?
What?
Damn, that thing's old.
That our age? We were like 8 years old when that movie
was
came out. That movie came out in the
80s. I don't even know.
Yeah. Garbage Pail Kids like came and went in the 80s.
Yeah. They were great, though.
They were.
Unfortunately, the one that didn't make the movie, which I saw at a friend's house, was, I forgot the name. It looked like Hulk Hogan, but instead of ripping his shirt off, it was ripping the skin off his stomach. Yep. Now I forget the name.
I was at Englishtown Auction, and I found an unopened case of Garbage Pail Kids cards.
And you probably purchased it?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I had them for years.
Yeah.
What were those little mini things you had? Like a million
muscles.
Oh, yeah. Those were awesome.
Those were so dumb.
I loved them. I had like 250 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you had them with like big spike collars and shit.
They were in the quarter thing on your way out of the supermarket.
Those were the knockoffs.
Yeah.
We had the real deal.
I had the real
muscles. No, there's like a significant difference in the quality and everything.
And but they were all just flesh colored, right?
They were colored ones, though.
Yeah.
They were just duplicates.
They just worked the lands.
Yeah.
Okay. I really loved the rubber wrestler, thumb wrestler ones.
They were cool.
Yep.
Always loved them. Had them. Never knew how to use them.
Wow. Did you guys ever try to stick your penis
really
in?
Awkward to you.
Instead of your thumb?
Several times.
No, but I did shit myself.
No point in my life would
naked.
My penis ever fit in one of those.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nice.
Does anybody remember seeing the My Pet Monster movie?
I never saw the movie.
Oh, my God.
Me
neither. That's not the one with Fred Savage.
No, that's Little Monsters.
Little Monsters.
No. Love that movie. All right,
then no.
All right, well, I'll just leave that there.
I actually felt the same thing you did when he said that.
Yeah.
No, My Pet Monster. You remember My Pet Monster.
Yeah.
The blue thing with the orange handcuffs.
I wasn't a gay kid, so I really didn't play with that kind of shit.
Then you're going to love this. In second grade, Steve number one brought his My Pet Monster in for show and tell.
And now he sits at home and just jerks off the fucking...
Monster porn.
Jew porn.
And in eighth grade, he came into my English class, dropped off something for the teacher. When he left, one of the girls in the class goes, "Didn't that kid bring My Pet Monster for show and tell?"
What's wrong with My Pet Monster, though?
I don't know.
It was a doll meant for boys.
It was supposed to be tough and mean and
powerful.
It was
nasty looking.
It was like a stuffed thing, right?
Had like a weird
kind of like My Buddy, but if it was a monster.
It was really
fuzzy. Okay, yeah, my cousin had those.
Yeah. And it came with, they had orange handcuffs.
Yep.
And that
they would break
apart.
Mm-hmm. I remember that part.
You're supposed to be like a beast that lived under your bed, but he was your friend.
The only dolls I ever had was the fucking Feifel doll.
The Feifel doll that you fucked?
Which I had sex with.
I had a Feifel doll too.
And I had a My Buddy doll.
Which, by the way, Jiggy Jan, when he says he was playing with clits and shit when he was a kid, it was Feifel's clit.
It really was.
And kid sisters.
Did you ever hear that story, Kev?
No.
You never heard the Feifel story?
No.
Kev's never heard the Feifel story.
Wherever
guess
she goes,
gonna have to do it.
I go. Might as well. We haven't done it in a while.
Yeah. I had a Feifel doll. I had a boner.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of attracted to Feifel.
Yeah.
So
Wait,
I took a.
Now, were you kind of attracted to Feifel, or was it just
I pictured a hot bitch in my head.
It was just the largest thing in your room because it was a big doll. I had the same exact doll, yeah. Which is why this thing is disturbing. Yeah.
Is it? Can you pull up a picture?
Fievel had very soft lines.
A Fievel?
Fievel is just a Jewish mouse.
Jewish mouse.
Yeah.
Wait, did it have
on the run from the house?
So it didn't look like a person.
It looked like a mouse.
It was a mouse.
Yeah, but in my head, it looked like a hot chick.
So you fucked a stuffed mouse.
It was roughly
a Russian Jew mouse.
A stuffed.
This was the exact thing he had sex with.
Oh my god, that was it.
What?
I had that shit too. But I didn't try to fuck it.
But see, now if you were to open its legs, I took a pair of scissors and I cut a hole in it. And I fucked that stuffed mouse.
You're fucking weird.
He stuffed that mouse.
I've heard you say a lot of really weird shit, and this is the first time I'm actually like, what is wrong with him?
I mean, I didn't like go to completion. I just thought I just pictured having sex with a chick. What's wrong with that?
It's brown.
Now, what did that do that you just did dark?
Webcam.
Okay.
Not only is it a Russian Jew mouse, it's also a black Russian Jew mouse or brown.
What a stupid hat!
I cut the hat off.
And then you fucked
because there was.
Oh, you cut the hat off?
Yeah, like right by its ears there was a big thread on its ears to keep the hat on. So I cut the threads off, and then I cut that tag off its foot.
The hat was just too cumbersome,
and I pulled the knot out for that fucking robe too.
The hat made it look like a guy, so he had to try to just justify. This is a girl mouse.
This is the first time that I freaked Kev out. He says,
"Why do you have direction?
Is that its ear to the left? Was that like?
Yeah, that's his ears.
Yeah.
Why is the one ear? Or something
I used to grab them
just
from behind.
Floppy.
I used to from behind. Yeah, when I flipped it on his belly, I just grabbed its ears.
The one ear's got like a tumor or something. I don't know what's going on.
I can't believe you guys weren't fucking horny like I was.
Not with the Fievel doll.
Fievel?
Of all the things in my room, I don't think the Fievel doll would have come to mind.
No, but see, I didn't. Just stare at the Fievel doll and say, I want to fuck you.
Bullshit.
No, I didn't.
Bullshit, no, I bullshit, bought it bullshit. Dinner first. I no, got a nice like, wedge of cheese.
No, like, I would like steal my dad's porns and watch it. And then like I would be going to sleep and I would be visioning that. And I'd be like, ooh.
Bullshit.
I need something to fuck.
Bullshit. You're sitting there in a candlelit dinner.
We didn't have neglectful fathers that left their pornos out for
you. You had a candlelit dinner with a personal roll of cheese. You're like, oh, you're not hungry, baby?
You didn't deny it.
I was like 7 years old.
Not so talkative tonight. Let's get to business.
Those of you that are wondering Brian Shapiro is saying, what the fuck is Fievel?
Tell him to Google it. Don't waste your time.
Google Fievel doll. And it's
dumbass.
Just tell him that there's a whole chapter on it in the Diary of Anne Frank, all right?
Yeah.
The Diary of Anne Frank was a work.
The Diary of
Here we go.
Anne Frank
we went through this already.
We did, actually, yeah.
MJ got so offended.
Dude, he really did. He got upset.
Did he really?
MJ brought this up because he went to the Anne Frank.
I think he likes the whole like, story.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
he
brought it up on
like
the shows, and I told him it was a word.
Talking. It was his second time on the show, second time going there.
Mm-hmm.
Did he really get upset?
He's
he Jewish?
That douche, Eric.
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. A couple other dolls on here that came and went real quick.
I love Steve's answer.
What?
Wait, what the fuck is Fievel? A stuffed toy. What? What?
A penis stuffed toy.
Is there
toy.
A better description?
A mouse maybe. That's a star
oh, he's
of
listening
American
to the. He's listening to his talk, though.
Is he at a computer?
Obviously.
Then Google.
Yeah,
dumbass.
Google. Fucking idiot.
Some accountant you'll be.
Another couple toys here. Beanie Babies.
Who's going to bring those up, too?
Huge. Massively huge.
Now, Steve, how many Beanie Babies you fuck?
Well, luckily, you know, they can't handle this no more.
You can still find piles of Beanie Babies places.
Yes, and everyone thought that they were going to be worth so much money.
People paid so much money for certain ones.
Yes, oh,
they were investing in their future.
Yeah,
Beanie Babies.
And now they have just a bunch of
like 10 for a dollar
cloth and beans.
Horrendous.
And I realized when they stopped being important was when McDonald's started carrying
yes.
them.
Yeah,
that was right. Mm-hmm. That was like the kiss of death for some reason.
It really
McDonald's
was.
Had Beanie Babies, and everyone freaked out like, oh, we got to get the Beanie Babies from McDonald's. And all of a sudden, they weren't worth shit.
Yep.
Excuse me. Those were teeny Beanie Babies.
Teeny wow. Beanie Babies.
What was the one that was the big one? What was the one that was like everyone was trying to get old?
Charizard.
It was like a Justin Bieber Beanie Baby or something.
I know there's Princess Diana was a big one.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep much as a kid, and Don West used to sell the Beanie Babies on QVC or Home Shopping.
Bee dialing.
Princess Diana.
Yeah, but those Princess Diana Beanie Babies crashed hard.
I see what you did there.
You're probably the only one. Sean probably doesn't even know what Princess Diana is.
No, it happened after 88. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah. Pre-1988 didn't exist.
Yeah, the Beanie Babies blew up big time.
Pre-88, it was just dinosaurs, cavemen, and Jim Duggan.
Yeah, once they went around the bend there, nobody saw them ever again.
Yeah, fuck them. What else?
Beanie Babies. More recent one, Zuzu Pets. I haven't. Exactly. I haven't had experience with these things.
Oh, no. I
actually got a couple of things floating around there.
Those were going for like a couple $100 at like
I don't even know what those
peak.
Are.
Were they?
Yeah.
What do they even do? I saw them at the drugstore. I'm like,
you press a button on its back.
You press the fucking nose.
And that nose, too, it does noises.
And it just like noises and it walks around. Like it rolls around.
Well, good thing it walks around because then he's got to catch it to fuck it.
Fast food. Come here, you.
Shit, it went under the couch.
Mouse. You're going to make my dick look huge.
I'm going to wait here till you come out.
One of the names is Num Nums.
Num Nums?
Yeah. Num Nums.
Pipsqueak, Num Nums, Mr. Squiggles. Didn't really, I had no idea what these things were.
Clutch and Wiggles? What?
Never saw them before.
What's that?
The last one on this list, Silly Bands. They were big for a while. Those stupid bracelets that look like things. They're like shaped like different whatever.
Yeah, I got a fucking SpongeBob and Mr. Krabs one upstairs.
Yeah.
I worked in retail, and when fucking Silly Bands were huge, the company I worked for were like, let's get Wild Bands. Let's order 8,000 of them. Needless to say, months down the line.
Through the floor.
Not selling.
Yeah,
let's just make a big
stacks. Mistake. It's a castle of Wild Bands. And they have put a sign on the front door. We have Wild Bands. Get them here.
Yeah.
And nobody fucking cares. Markdown, 50 cents. Still not selling.
But I actually have WWE, either Silly Bands or Wild Bands. I don't know.
Because
they were for like a quarter.
And yeah, worth even
Lauren got
worth
them
even
because
less.
She thought it was funny. And it was like the Undertaker symbol.
Oh, God.
Like that. It was really bad. I think they're still sitting on top of my fridge.
Good for them.
So, that was a pretty comprehensive list. I'm sure there's more.
Pokemon. Gone.
Pokemon. And I'm seeing Pokemon resurface nostalgically within the internet communities.
Really?
Every time I go on Reddit or any of these websites... They're always doing the Pokemon jokes that I don't understand because I never played Pokemon.
There are Pokemon tournaments, though.
I'm sure there are.
Magic.
Magic the Gathering?
Yeah.
Yeah, Magic cards.
Those still around?
Probably.
They just came out with a video game for it.
I used to seriously hate the people that played with those fucking cards.
Me too.
Uh-huh. Like, I would walk by them and just want to fucking slash.
That was the Columbine table at my high school.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're like, one of those six, you're going to kill somebody one day.
So let's make fun of them.
Yeah. No, again, I don't acknowledge them. They don't acknowledge me. I'm safe.
Dude, I seen a fight between two people. They were best friends in the lunchroom every day, and they would play Magic cards every day. And then I guess one fucking did a move the other one didn't like, and he just grabbed him by his shirt and punched his face repeatedly.
Damn.
Like 17 times.
What?
Over Magic cards.
You have to tell me who this was.
I don't know who they were. They were just fucking weirdos. And it was the time that substitute teacher was there and broke it up. He ran and jumped, the guy that they called like Superman or whatever. He ran and jumped like onto the table and shoved the one kid that was getting hit off because it was the best
Citizens,
angle
no.
to like break it up. And the kid fell back and smacked his head on the fucking bench behind him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to make a bad situation worse.
Yeah, when I was in high school, there was a fight between a girl of African descent and a white girl right next to the
Magic the Gathering.
No, it was right next to the table.
With their names, Cookies and Cream?
Everyone's watching. The black girl grabs the white girl by the hair with her Tims on, repeatedly kicking her in the face. And these kids are just, whoop. Okay, what do you got?
I'm using an experience card. Go fish.
I was like, really? Of course, I'm sitting there going, oh, shit. Stay away.
There was a nasty fight at the lunchroom once, and there was a very large Puerto Rican gal.
Oh, boy.
And they were fighting. It was pretty quiet. Like, everyone's just kind of watching it and waiting. And then all of a sudden, the girl just kind of grabbed the other girl's shirt and pulled it up.
Ooh.
And all of her blah, 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 blah.
Her what?
Her blah, 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 blah. You know. The whole baker's dozen came out.
Oh, man.
And everyone just went, wah!
Yikes.
It was gross.
That's who I'm thinking it is. She's pretty massive.
I believe they called her Queen Notitha.
Oh!
No, it was Queen Notifa.
Notifa, yeah.
Notifa.
Because she was missing teeth.
So she couldn't get him knocked out.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah.
Did I? You might have.
I'm not into...
Matt is erect.
Bishop said that Matt got a boner over all that.
Boner alert.
Well, Matt's not shown on the cam, so I don't know how he would know.
Dumbass.
That's just Matt's massive package.
Maybe.
Matt's wearing all black.
Ready for delivery.
Any more toys?
None on this list, unless you can think of any. But, I mean, any toy is... Well, these are ones that were, like, huge, huge.
Yeah, well, you couldn't stop hearing about them.
Like, Tickle Me Elmo, but...
Yeah,
but that's not like...
I was always into Crazy Bones. I would go to Zany Brainy. You'd buy a bag for $5.
I don't know what that is.
What?
I don't know what that is either.
What?
Zany
Bullshit.
Brainy.
You have to know what they are.
Crazy Bones?
Yeah. You're only
John
you're
Jones?
Older than me. No.
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Anybody? Crazy Bones?
Is that like...
Thank you, Sheila.
Of course. She's just like agreeing with you because there's a ring on her finger.
Well, then she's a good fucking person.
So Crazy Bones gone.
Yeah, deflect them get along the sidewalk. You know the sidewalk has the separator between each square?
Yeah.
You would start at one square, then there'd be another line, and then there'd be the next square. So you had to get as close to the next line on the next square, but not over it.
So you buy a toy to flick down the sidewalk.
Yeah, but then
you could just do that with a stick, an itchy ball.
But then
a
it was
rock.
Another way. You would slam on the ground and how
these
they
kids
fell.
These days.
How they fell would be different points. They fell face up, face down, on the side, things like that.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Just go file for fucking
sounds
AARP.
Sounds really stupid.
The only game I ever played was like Crossfire.
Oh,
you
shit.
You got to be nice.
Crossfire. Crossfire.
Then you would lose. You had to wear a denim crossfire. Jacket to play that, though.
Then you would lose the ball, and then you're like, great, now I just have the fucking board.
Yeah. should have sold
but like
replacement
you
balls.
But
Game Boy
fags
Color.
Were, playing games and toys. I was out playing sports and watching sports.
Oh, and you're so much cooler than all of us.
Yeah,
years down the line.
God,
years down the line.
I bowed
down
to
your coolness.
And I was getting laid when I was 8. Thank you, Feinhold.
Years down the line, you wound up being like 400 pounds, so that sports really did great.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Someone's like, oh, here comes White Yokozuna. Look
and now I'm a professional wrestler that cleans shit on his spare time.
Spare time.
Steve number one?
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding, Steve.
I'm not. Faggot.
I got a Steve number one story for you. I can
sure.
Relate this to
he's not here. Let's
cleaning
rip
up,
him up.
Cleaning up shit. No, it actually has nothing to do with him.
Oh.
Well, all right, apparently in his department at work, they wanted to hire back some guy who used to work years ago. The guy just wants to get a few more hours a week, right? Department manager or whatever you would want to call him says, nah, we don't need anybody. Couple weeks later, they hire some retard.
So literally? Like somebody
they get,
with mental
they
problems?
Get a,
yes.
Okay. They get a kickback from the state for that.
Absolutely.
Arc,
so,
I believe.
Yeah.
Bless you.
They hire this guy.
Thank you.
He's completely just doesn't. He doesn't do anything. He runs around yelling, you know, at people, and
scaring people.
Yeah, you know, he's really crazy, and he doesn't do any work. The employees won't go into the break room when he's in the break room, and if you have food in the refrigerator at work, he will eat it
in front of you.
Not only will he eat it, he will put back some of it.
See,
that he doesn't finish.
At least he's being considerate.
I work with a guy like that, but he's not retarded.
Just an asshole.
No, it's this black guy I work with.
Whoa!
His very first day on the job, we got like catered food, and he was upstairs while everybody was working, and he made one giant sandwich out of all the meat and left all the bread on the fucking plate and put it back in the refrigerator.
Wow, guys, thanks for all the bread.
Whenever there's like food that's given to us, he just puts it in his fucking car so no one can have it.
I worked with a lady who
that's near-ish.
If they bought us food, like, you know, if we did something good at work or whatever, they'd say, oh, we're buying you guys dinner. Mm-hmm. She would order like three meals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, she would order like three meals and then put them in the fridge and take them home to her kids.
Wow.
Weird.
I can continue a little bit more on this story because
it gets better.
A little bit better. So apparently a couple people that were working there got together, you know, guy and a girl. And they start seeing each other. And one day they're in the break room. They're sitting at the table eating lunch together. And the retard guy comes up to them, gets right up in their faces, and he starts screaming, I saw her first. She's mine. You can't have her. And it continued to escalate over time.
Lotion on the skin. Well,
they eventually went to human resources about it because it was ridiculous.
What else are you going
to
do?
So the bottom line here is, like, this guy they hired because of some program clearly – he's not capable of working in an environment with other people. And there's some guy who could really use the money for his family working 12 hours a week. You know, it's like, where do you draw the line with this kind of stuff? You have somebody who's actually a detriment to your job. He actually makes you work harder because he's not doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, well, you know? They get something for hiring them. And then it becomes a process to fire them as well.
Cause, yes.
Because yeah. I had one of those working at my job as well, mm-hmm. and I was essentially hired to clean up his fuck-ups.
Yeah.
And I kept going to the boss. I'm like, this, like, he's not doing anything except setting mm-hmm. us back. Just like, well, you know, I have to go through the agency to fire him, and I got to fill out paperwork, mm-hmm. and it's just too much. Just let him do what he's going to do.
Yeah, and I'm not, like, saying that they shouldn't be allowed to work or whatever, you know, but a lot of times these kids come from families who are getting a lot of money to begin with. Like, he doesn't need to work. It's just to say they want to be a part of society. They want to
give him a job that's something that they can naturally do, like lick stamps.
Yeah. Moving heavy objects.
Or like that one in the commercial, sorting glass, right?
Yeah.
I sort glass. That's my job.
Oh, don't throw me away.
Put him on the back of the garbage truck. Put him right on the back of the garbage truck. He'll probably fall off. Problem solved.
Or fall in. Either way, we both win.
Oops.
Dead.
Something smells good in you.
Oh, there's a cupcake.
I work with somebody that has partial Down syndrome. Not like complete.
Mild.
So he has like half of an extra chromosome. So he can get back and forth to work and home. But that's about it.
Oh, wow.
Aside from that, you have to take him by the hand and show him what to do every day.
Yeah.
And he's been there longer than me.
And he'll be there long after you're gone.
Oh, yeah, because they've already fired him and had to bring him back.
Wow. Oh, no. This.
My job. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart.
Wow.
He earns money. He pays taxes. He's just like you.
Is he?
ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
Big finish. the big finish.
Oh, we laughed during the big finish. We do that again. Hang on.
ARC, the Association for Retarded Citizens.
Don't throw us away.
But they probably can't call it that anymore, right?
It's still ARC.
The Association for...
Rerees.
Mentally delayed, so it would be like...
There's another R word I'm in my head.
Don't throw it away.
Rejected?
No, rudimentary keeps coming up, but it's not
rudimentary?
I know, that's the first thing that came to my head, but it's not
the
that.
The Association for Fundamental
Citizens. Does burden begin with an R?
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
But when we worked at Pizza Hut and we had... The you know, the fellow with Down syndrome, he came from ARC,
mm-hmm.
so it is still called ARC.
I'm glancing at the chat. I'm seeing something about I'm gonna go play with my boobs now.
Yeah, something like that.
Somebody's looking to derail us. Is that what that is?
Let's talk about blowjobs and stuff in there too.
Oh, is there? I haven't gotten there yet.
You're way behind.
Oh, there we go. I just saw the word boobs and I just kept looking at it.
Oh, Matt loves boobs.
I do.
Because
really
I can.
Do.
I got boobs. A lot of
boob
talk.
It's still called the ARC. It's just not, they don't have the word retard.
They just don't say what it means.
It just says, it's the ARC for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Oh. So there's going to be like one of, you know, every retard put into the ARC. And
dum-dums.
Don't throw it away.
They're all just going to have jobs while everybody else is like scrambling for jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, they like kind of should be like the last in line, you know?
Well, I mean, you know what? Like, I don't think that they hired that guy at Steve's job in place of another person.
No, absolutely not. But
it's usually extra.
I'm
like,
saying
we have enough
process,
people.
Yeah,
yeah, and so and then they have the two, you know, people. From
we used
ARC.
To have shelf cleaners at my old
shelf
job.
Cleaners.
That's like literally all they did was clean shelves and annoy everyone all the time.
This reminded me. I actually did a show once at a home for. Well, retards.
Oh, Jesus.
It was like a big campus just full of retards. And, you know, they put the ring out in the middle of like a park that they had on the grounds and just surrounded by mongoloids. They're just screaming and drooling. And they got the handler. Like, they're running up to the ring and the handler's got to put them back in their seats.
Thank God.
It's called the handlers?
Yeah. What are you going to call them?
Wranglers?
Babysitters? Yeah. Ranchers? Whatever.
They just have ranchers, chairs and whips.
Got sheepdogs going around.
But we're dressing in an office on one side of their gymnasium. The show's outside, but we're inside. And the bathroom's on the other side of the gym. So one of our guys goes to go into the bathroom and just sees these retards pounding each other in the ass. In
oh,
the
my God. No. Yes.
They do that.
No.
Just butt fucking each other in the bathroom.
What? Straight up butt fucking.
Oh.
Come on.
Getting them in the buck. The buck stops
that can't
here.
Be real. It's true, man.
Didn't
didn't you have an altercation or something in a bathroom with one too?
No.
He's just telling you.
No.
What? No.
He was telling you how cool your name is or something.
Yeah, that was in high school. He was like mildly retarded. And I was in the
your
bathroom.
Name's cool. Fuck my butt.
I'm taking a piss, and he comes in. He goes, "Hi," and I'm like, turn my head slowly, like, "What's up?"
Meanwhile, you're peeing.
I'm pissing. And he's
you're
like,
midstream.
I like
midstream.
Your
you're
penis.
You're in Ustream.
And he's like, "Your I name's you. Matt." I like that. And I go, "Yeah, it's pretty cool." And I left.
I had a similar story, actually.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That was it.
This is the same guy we used to throw nickels at.
Did you try to eat them?
No, he put them in his pocket. He always wore like slacks and like loafers, man. And then just like a sweatshirt. And he would walk when we'd have like a free period in the gym, so everyone's on the bleachers. He would just like walk around and meander. So we would throw nickels at him. And there'd be a whole bleacher full of people, and everyone's just throwing nickels at him, trying to hit him. And sometimes we'd hit him, and then he would just slowly lean over, pick up the nickel, put it in his pocket, and look at us and laugh like, "I got the fucking nickel."
He was a nickel peon.
Yeah.
Don't throw us away. I had a similar story. I was in the bathroom, and I was leaving the stall too quickly, and the door hit a retard. And then he just looks at me and goes, "Why you hit whoa?"
What?
He may have been Asian and not retarded. I don't know.
He was normal before the door hit him.
Why you hit woo? I just knew he didn't speak American, so I just assumed he was retarded.
He didn't speak white.
Why don't you speak white?
He spoke drool and fucking tongue laziness.
Good one.
Spoke fat tongue.
Wong swollen speak white. Tongue syndrome. Yeah. I don't know.
Got a bunch of stories here.
Oh.
Let's do it.
Get into some stories here. A New Mexico grocery store worker who misled shoppers into tasting a yogurt sample tainted with
jizz?
His own semen.
Yeah, buddy.
Sexy.
He was slammed on Thursday for his disgusting, despicable crime by a judge who sentenced him to 2 years in federal prison. Anthony Garcia, 32, tricked four women into sampling the contaminated food in January of last year.
Try this yogurt.
He pleaded guilty after being arrested. On felony charges of food tampering. The DNA testing confirmed that the semen was his. Mmm.
Delicious.
I like to jack in yogurt and watch Machete.
He had exposed himself on two occasions. Mmm. So he's not a... this isn't his first offense.
Check out my penis.
And is awaiting trial in April on charges of criminal sexual contact of a minor, kidnapping, and bribery.
Oh, boy.
Man,
this is one of those situations where it's like... You kind of think about, hey, wouldn't it be funny if, but you never do it.
No, why would you? And here's the thing. He's jerking off into yogurt and feeding it to people. How did he get caught?
Didn't it say, like, one lady, like, tasted it and, like, spit it out?
It doesn't
like,
say anything.
It tastes funny.
Hold on one second. Like it. I just have to stir it.
These don't taste good. I don't
this
like
This is
it.
Why they're landscapers, because you can't jizz on cut grass.
This well, at least nobody will eat it. Super salty.
Fruit on the bottom.
Yeah.
No,
I actually seen a porno like that.
Really?
Yogurt?
No, well, no. It was actually a lot cooler than yogurt. You know, the scene opens up like they're in a deli, like a sandwich shop, food shop. And this old
I'm
woman.
I'm liking it so far.
This old woman walks in. She's, you know, late 70s maybe. Nah, and they were just about to close. They were like cleaning up, just about to close, right? And she sits down and like the guy's kind of trying to tell her like, you know, we're just about to close, ma'am. And she's like, I don't care. I want a BLT, right? And he's like, what do you want? She's like, a BLT, and don't forget the mayonnaise. So he goes into the back, and he starts making the food, and he's all pissed off. And all of a sudden, the porn music starts, and he starts looking at a fucking roasted, like, turkey or chicken or some shit. So he starts humping it. He takes the dick out, and he humps the chicken, and then jizzes
head.
All over her sandwich, and then brings it out to her, and she fucking eats it. Fucking goo just dripping out of it.
How's
so
that sub, Matt?
It
sounds like an awful porn.
Delicious.
That's got a nice Italian sub over there.
Oh, extra mayonnaise.
You watch porn where a guy fucked turkey and then
yeah, no, it was fucking
it?
Yeah. Why did you watch it, you fucking weirdo?
Because I was a young teen.
You're talking
like,
to
oh my god,
you're talking to a guy who fucked a five-o doll.
Ugh.
Just once, poor little five-o.
Oh man, New Mexico. What are we gonna do with you?
Did you feed somebody the five-o after you fucked it?
I ate it.
Ew, disgusting. Here's the guy who made lewd remarks about child pornography, and he's being charged with it.
Wow.
Hmm. Let's see if we can get into this here. Southfield, in Detroit. He's facing charges after posting numerous lewd remarks about child pornography on his Facebook account. Sorry. The FBI is seeking an arrest warrant for Thaddeus McMichael. Mm-hmm. On child pornography charges.
What's his name?
Thaddeus? T-H-A-D-D-E-U-S?
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus?
Thaddeus.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Thaddeus McMichael.
God damn it, it's almost St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, Thaddeus McMichael. He posted comments on his Facebook, in some cases mocking disabled children who get molested. The FBI in Detroit received a tip that he was actively discussing child pornography and methods for downloading pornography from the internet, according to the affidavit. All child pornography isn't rape, he says. Sometimes the kids want it. Most of the times they need it.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Wait, this is this guy's defense?
Most of the
I'm surprised it hasn't been a defense in the past.
This is what he's saying on his Facebook. In another post, he put, "What if I adopt a little girl? I'm sure she wouldn't mind becoming my sex slave if I take her away from the orphanage."
What the fuck?
Well, you know, he's providing service.
He might be right.
Isn't that what Woody Allen did?
Pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Soon ye.
He says the posts were a joke. With the help of Facebook, the FBI contacted him. They gave him subpoenas. During a search of his home, they interviewed him and they asked him to explain. He confirmed the profile belonged to him, but he said the posts were a joke. He is charged with receipt and possession of child pornography, even though they didn't find any.
Weird.
Hmm.
Awkward.
So be careful what you say.
He's no Orville.
No. He's no Orville Bullitt. Orville Bullitt, my God. He had like, I mean, kids were just coming out of his computer.
And on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's that guy.
Can I share a story I got?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Right. Sweet. Super pumped.
Here, I'll zoom in on you.
I'll zoom in.
Zoom.
Just some zoom in here.
Put your face on him, though.
Yeah.
Story time.
Rule
Sean.
Number one of being a part-time rink attendant.
Rink attendant?
Rink.
Rink?
Don't drink and Zamboni.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can you text in Zamboni?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably. Joel K. Brusses.
Yeah, okay, Sean doesn't read stories anymore.
I have a hard time reading, I'm sorry.
He is reading from his phone.
I would like to give me a kind of a story.
Yeah, because the language changes apparently.
He has two prior DUI convictions and is now being charged with four counts of drunk driving. Scheduled to appear court in April 18th. Police arrived at Hayes Ice Arena in Apple Valley, Minnesota, shortly after 8 p.m. to find Brush struggling to free the Zamboni from being stuck between the ice and the rink's outer walkway. They gave him a breathalyzer test, and as we know, the Minnesota level, of course everyone knows, is .08.
Did really? He have a Zamboner?
.08 is the legal you know, drinking blood alcohol level.
Yep.
His was .32.
Okay.
Four times over the Minnesota's legal driving limit.
Mm-hmm.
When police arrived, once Brush got off the machine, the officer smelled alcohol on his breath and noted extremely unsteady, hang on to the Zamboni for balance.
Ooh.
They did not only breathalyzer him, they made him give a urine sample.
On the spot.
Of course.
Gross. But yes, he got stuck between the ice and the walkway.
Son of a bitch.
You just see him pushing it.
I'm fucked.
I used to be a security guard at a hospital, and they brought a Mexican in that was drunk with his big fat white wife, and I guess he was driving, and they needed the proof that he was
Mexican or black.
He was Mexican with his big fat white
wife. Cerveza says,
and they wanted him to piss for his alcohol level for some reason.
Being a club.
And he refused. He wasn't going to piss in the little container. He wanted to go piss in the toilet. So I'm obstructing his path to get to the toilet. And I'm like, No, I guess you don't seem to understand what I'm saying.
No,
if you want to pee, you pee in this fucking container. And he's like, no, man, I'm going to pee my pants, essay. And I'm like, do whatever you got to do, but you're not using the bathroom.
Well, fucking wring your shorts out into the cup, asshole.
Well, he was a day laborer. Mm-hmm. And he had, you know, his, he had holes in his pants, like his knees and stuff. And he's like, I'm going to pee, essay. And I'm like, do what you got to do. And he just goes, and he's sitting there, you know, he's shaking for a couple seconds. And then all of a sudden you just see... And he just pissed in his pants, right? And just going down farther and farther. And then just shoots the stream out of his knee hole onto my fucking shoes. And I just stood there and took it. I didn't even back up. I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, you didn't back up?
I didn't. It already soaked me. And I was like, what the fuck? And I just stood there until he was done.
Enjoy your hepatitis.
Have some Corona. Now you've done it. Now you've done it.
And then, you know, the fat white wife, she's like, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Oh, now you've gone and done it.
Don't stop looking at me.
I worked barefoot the rest of the night.
Did you?
I don't remember. See, I have a lot of stories because I've had so many goddamn jobs.
Yeah, I think yeah. So.
You know what that's called?
I beat on your pumas. It beats on your pumas.
No, they were combat boots, man. I took my job serious.
Yeah.
Combat boots.
For the combat.
If I, what is that?
That's a dog, I think.
If I came to you the you know, 2 days from now and said, hey, who wants to play Ultimate Taser Ball?
Yes.
Would you want to play?
Absolutely.
Sure. It sounds interesting.
Go on.
It is a mixture between soccer, rugby, and hockey.
What's rugby?
Rugby.
Oh, rugby.
Rugby.
And what this is called Taser Ball.
I heard rugbies.
Except... Everyone carries a taser.
Nice.
Yes.
Players can be stunned between 35 and 40 times a game, but there are no long-term dangers.
Wait, the taser is the one that the cops use.
Yeah, this is the handheld. This isn't the one that shoots.
No, it's a stun gun.
This is a stun gun. Remember, it's the opposite.
Oh, wait, what's the one that's the handheld one? That's a stun gun.
This is, yeah.
The stun gun is taser. The one that you like... Or holding and touch somebody with you.
Like, is there like levels of how hard?
I don't know if anybody understands this. The one that shoots, you can also just tase somebody with.
Oh, really?
It's the same fucking thing.
Oh.
Yeah, no, but I'm trying to get to something here. The handheld one.
They're the same thing. There's no difference.
Okay, the handheld one.
No, there absolutely is a difference.
Well, I have
a
promotional video here if you guys want to
check it out.
Let's
do it. Here we go.
I don't know how this is going to go, but.
Is this true?
This
taser
is real.
Ball.
Yeah, I told you.
Ultimate taser ball.
See, that is a stun gun.
And you can look
okay,
this
yeah.
up.
Okay, yeah. See, the stun gun. Do you think a girl would like that shotgun or a clip?
They might.
It.
They might.
Got you.
Oh, shit, he got by him.
Got you, dumbass.
Oh, he dropped.
He's down.
Oh. Fuck.
They have what is essentially a giant soccer ball.
It's really ridiculous. It looks like it should be on fucking double dare.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Mark Summers to come out.
Yeah.
Do they drink donkey semen?
4 versus 4.
Might be a leftover.
I guess if they get close enough to the other player, they could just zap them.
Yeah, to get the ball
and it
away.
Doesn't look like there's any protective clothing or anything.
It almost looks like a leftover prop from Whose Line. You're going to get
there is no protective. There's no sleeves. There's
one
shorts.
Ball. One fan.
1 million
one
volts.
One spectator.
Boom!
Oh,
what a fucking...
It's basically a giant medicine ball.
Do you think anybody's
like
running
ball.
Around just yelling, don't daze me, bro!
It looks extremely light.
Ow! Ow!
You guys just T-bowed.
Now, it's funny that they went out of their way to call it taser ball when they are using what is legally called a stun gun.
Oh, shut up.
Oh,
because
enough.
Because the phrase stun gun ball would sound terrible.
Yeah.
No.
Taser ball.
I think it
sounds
awesome.
Cool.
Oh, that guy's used to being tasered.
Oh, did you see they got real
like
athletes for this?
That looks like Cyrax from the new Mortal Kombat. That is Cyblax. That's his human costume.
Cyblax?
That's what they call him, and they call him that in the tournaments.
I think he was the only black guy in the whole show.
His alternate costume. Look up Cyrax and bring him up.
So basically, this is soccer.
Human Cyrax.
This is soccer meets. Rugby
meets
running from the law.
Meets fucking. Look at that. Ow!
But the ball's huge and they have tasers.
It's ridiculous.
That's why the cops use them.
It's why the cops,
why the
use,
cops
them.
Use them.
These
the
give out between 3 to 5 million. Milliamps.
Milliamps.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's weak.
I want to see a girl use one on her clitoris. I really do. Probably
I'm
instant
sure
O's.
I'm sure you can find a video for it.
Is there somewhere to buy tickets for this?
I would like to play it.
So that's it. Ultimate Taser Ball.
You know what? You know what? Sean wouldn't play it in Hawaii. You know why?
Why?
He's a pussy. Pussy. Way too close to say that.
Hmm.
Taser
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, some of the YouTube comments. Don't tase me, bro.
Of course.
Up next, Ultimate Pepper Spray Ball. ESPN 8, the Ocho is starting off good. It does really seem like it should be in like one of those. Yeah.
We were practicing in front of some kids doing soccer, and one of the dads was in awe. He kept saying, "That will teach you ball control."
Okay. Like to last longer?
I don't know. I guess anything will help you.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, Fievel.
Hmm.
Brian Shapiro, so fuck. I wish we could see this video.
YouTube, Brian, you're on a goddamn computer. Look it up. It's God. Ultimate Taser Ball.
Post the link.
Idiot.
Jesus Christ.
No, unless he's jacking off with one hand and fingering his ass with the other hand.
This is very possible.
I'm just going to call it Ultimate Stun Gun Ball.
We got a couple more stories we want to get to before we wrap it up here.
I called Zach. Soccer.
Infant died
in
a hospital and it is linked to circumcision. This is interesting. I'm just going to go ahead and read this. A two-week-old boy died at a Brooklyn hospital in September after contracting herpes through a religious circumcision ritual that ignited controversy in 2005 after another infant died.
Say what?
Mm-hmm. A baby boy died after a circumcision carried out by a Rockland County rabbi who specializes in the centuries-old ultra-Orthodox ritual known as Metziza.
Okay.
Can we get the real pronunciation, please, Shapiro?
If you break it down, it just says Jews are bad.
Under this practice, the rabbi removes blood from the wound with his mouth.
Disgusting people.
What? Rabbis equal pedophiles.
A practice city health officials have criticized.
No shit.
Saying it carried inherent risks for babies.
Horrendous.
I have to remove that skin with my incisors.
In 2004, three infants circumcised by this rabbi were determined to have contracted herpes.
Wow.
Fucking sick.
You know any rabbi willing to do this is like blowing dudes on trucks.
Blowing babies. What do you tell the parents? Excuse me while I suck your son's penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right ahead.
Oh, your son? Yeah, he died. he got herpes. How? The rabbi was sucking blood out of his dick.
That happened.
Suck it till it bleeds. Wow.
That happened.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable.
Rabbi
Why do you have
herpes?
A rabbi?
At least the Catholic priests try to keep the shit behind closed doors.
At least they try to deny.
At least they don't give herpes.
This rabbi wakes up in the morning and says, I'm going to go suck some baby dicks today.
Here's the thing. Like, three other kids got herpes from this guy. How is he still allowed to do it?
How does he have herpes?
I don't know.
Probably had a cold sore.
He was probably practicing on somebody else.
Okay, I'm going to pretend you're a... he's with his boyfriend. I'm going to pretend you're a baby, okay?
Yeah, your dick's pretty small. I'm going to pretend you're
a
baby.
Didn't even go for the accent or anything. Huh? I just went right for the... I'm going to go ahead and pretend that you're a...
I'm a rabbi, and I'm going to say this.
I'm a Jewish rabbi, and I'd like to put my mouth on your penis.
Rabbi, suck your cock. Go.
Clutch says Rabbi Herp Ease.
Yeah, we already touched on that.
Oh. Wow.
I'm pretty sure Derek just said that.
Pretty sure so the rabbi did plenty of touching on it.
We got a couple more things. This one's dumb. New Jersey CVS mixed up cancer meds with kids' fluoride pills.
I heard about that.
Yeah, apparently these cancer pills look just like chewable fluoride pills for kids.
Really?
Mixed them up, and several children took these cancer meds instead of their chewable fluoride pills.
So they're getting...
And now they have no cancer.
So they're getting Neulasta instead of Florigen?
They are getting... Tamoxifen?
Watch your language.
Tamoxifen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instead of the fluoride pills.
Okay. So now they're hairless and have bad hygiene.
No, there's no injuries. Nothing serious happened. But that's a pretty big mistake, especially for something like a place like CVS.
It's kind of a big chain kind of thing.
Yeah, so they're in apologizing mode.
You think somebody got fired for that?
I would hope so.
It was the fucking ARC guy that they fucking hired.
Probably,
But that could have just been a tech that doesn't know any better.
They said that the pills do look similar.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Wait, what would they take fluoride for? What is...
Fluoride.
It's like for their teeth?
I have to hear and separate pills.
Oh.
Don't throw us away.
I used to want
that
pills.
One. 95-year-old Chinese woman terrifies neighbors.
This is like speed.
Well, yeah, because
speed
we're
stories.
We're a minute late.
The lightning round.
Yeah, pretty much. 95-year-old Chinese woman terrifies neighbors by climbing out of her coffin 6 days after she, quote, died.
Wow. Holy shit, she's Jesus.
She basically fell and had a head injury. They thought she was dead, put her in the coffin, and had her at the home for a viewing. And she woke up 6 days later.
Impossible. What the fuck? How do they do it? How do they do these
Why are they
hanging
on to her for six fucking days?
It's part of the ritual.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they keep her there so people can come and visit, do whatever. So she wakes up, goes in the kitchen, and starts cooking herself shit.
So nobody's allowed to like verify that she's dead?
Well, no, Asians are really efficient. So once she died, they're like, all right, let's get it right in the box.
All right, let's go. Move it, move it. There's just the, you know, the little, you know, distant family
member. We box her now.
Sleeping on the couch, you know, watching Skinamax, and he just goes, oh, my fucking dead grandmother's right over there.
They basically came in. She was missing. They were freaking out. And, yeah, she was in the kitchen making some food.
Grandma's a zombie, and she's making dinner.
And unfortunately, part of the culture there is that they burn all of the person's belongings.
Oh, shit.
This poor lady, they burnt all her shit, put her in a coffin. She wakes up trying to make herself a nice breakfast, and everything she owns is up in flames.
You know, somebody just gave her like a shot in the back of the head. You're dead.
That's gotta suck if you just
picture.
You're just napping for a couple days and then all your shit's gone.
She just looks pissed.
The fuck could she?
She looks like David Carradine.
Wow.
After Crypt Keeper Carradine.
IKEA is now selling houses, kind of like
this
modular
face
houses
off the screen.
Over modulated houses.
Yeah, $86,000. You can get an IKEA house. Similar to a trailer, decked out in IKEA furniture.
Nice.
Interesting.
That is nice.
We'll just close that one.
See ya.
Infant Death, we did that one.
See ya.
Rush Limbaugh, hey, we don't want to talk about
it. Nobody cares.
You know what?
How
I do want to touch on that.
You do?
No, I want to talk about that guy.
What guy?
That died. That Brett Beer. What the fuck was his name?
We'll get back to that.
Andrew Breer or whatever.
Breitbart. We'll get back to that.
Breitbart. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
The only thing I want to say about Rush Limbaugh is everybody was making a big stink about the words that he used and not the point that he was trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
Called the woman a prostitute and a slut for basically saying that the Catholic university that she goes to should cover her birth control because she has so much sex she can't afford it. So he says, if we're paying her to have sex, doesn't that make her a prostitute? So many people got upset about this.
You know, when you put things in context.
And he apologized.
He did. He was forced to apologize.
Yes. Hey, here's the thing. When you listen to Rush Limbaugh, whether you like him or not, I personally don't care for him. I haven't heard enough of him to make any argument against him, but it's still an opinion show. It's not. He's not a newscaster.
Absolutely.
Anything he says doesn't carry any weight. He carries a lot of weight, though. He's a big fan.
No, he's lost a lot of weight.
Okay. But
is it cancer?
Nope.
No. Probably one of those Oxycontins he was addicted to.
Could have been.
It's fluoride.
I mean, listen to him, you might as well be listening to Howard Stern or something like that.
Pretty much.
It's just because he talks political, people think that he's some sort of person that needs to, you know, not say things like that. But he is
somebody who has enough following that when he does say something like this, it upsets his opponents.
Yeah.
So, he's right, though.
I don't know if anybody watches Family Guy, but Rush Limbaugh is actually Fred Savage in disguise.
Oh, God.
Now, what was that guy's name again? Breitbart?
Breitbart.
Did you hear the crazy shit that happened with him?
I have no idea who this is.
Apparently, this is that guy that died earlier this week, 43 years old, natural causes. He's a conservative.
He's a glorified blogger.
He's like a conservative media guy. I think he's on the West Coast.
Huffington Post guy, right?
That's not conservative.
No.
All right, how does this asshole die?
But here's the crazy, are you guys into conspiracy theories?
You are.
A week before he died.
I'm going to be Iron Mike Sharp right now.
Okay. All right, Iron Mike, listen. A week before he died, he released information that he had obtained video of Barack Obama from college that would ruin him.
Oh, shit.
A week later, he's at a bar. Some guy he doesn't even know walks up to him, is hanging out with him, talk to him.
The guy goes outside, drops dead in the middle of the street of a heart attack.
Oh, shit.
A week after that.
Sounds like he stuck him with a needle that the Iceman had. You know, he said, hey, what did he have in that needle? For that guy, a heart attack.
Tell me that isn't fucking crazy shit.
I'd say
43 years old, natural causes, a week after he said that information.
What could he have on Obama that would detrimentally kill him?
Well, I don't know.
Well, there was that homo back in the when Obama first was running for president who said they smoked crack together.
Really?
Yeah. So what? You know, Obama's bumping lines, burning spoons, whatever.
How crazy is that shit, though?
It's America.
That's a conspiracy theory around his death.
I heard that Obama was hanging out with the Yeti. Shit.
And the Sasquatch.
And the Sasquatch, and they got abducted by a UFO.
And then I taught the Sasquatch how to take a chair shot.
Oh, shit. I wouldn't take that, pup.
The thing is, you're not even making fun of Mike. That's exact shit he said.
This guy was about 400 pounds.
This guy, he did a kip up and he weighed about 500 pounds.
He was telling us all road stories one day and I flat out asked him if he ever had sex with Mae Young.
I'm 75 years old. Look at the body. Yeah.
75. God, I wonder where
Canada's greatest athlete.
He's in Canada.
Is he?
I mean, a couple years ago
I asked and you said you weren't sure.
I haven't heard anything about
him. He's chilling with Tupac.
He's got to get into the Hall of Fame.
Somebody said the healthcare up there was better, and that's why he went.
Probably. I would imagine. Well, yeah. I figure he is a Canadian.
Well,
citizen,
Sasquatch is probably up there, too. So still looking for him. And are UFOs.
I wish I knew what you were talking
about.
Iron Mike was a big conspiracy theory guy, and he believed in all that kind of stuff.
Canada's greatest athlete.
Canada's greatest athlete.
He's awesome. I'm going to finish up this speed round here. This was something interesting. Matt might like this.
Oh, boy.
Japanese speech jamming gun. They developed a gun that can actually stop people from talking. What it is it's got a little laser pointer on it. It's got a microphone and a speaker. And so you point it at the person, and what it does is it takes what you're saying and shoots it back at you at like a 200 millisecond difference.
Okay, so it creates like a
feedback, and it actually stops people from talking. Okay. And they have a video online of this. It's all in Japanese. It's not really... It's hard enough to watch. I wouldn't play it on the air. But they're showing people talking, and then you see like the little light go around their mouth, and all of a sudden they just kind of like stop talking, and they lose their train of thought.
Can you play it?
No, I just said it was not worth playing.
Why not? There's people... Because a gun that can make you stop talking.
It's not like, pew, and you stop talking. Oh. It's a Japanese guy talking, and then he stops talking.
It just makes you disoriented.
Yeah. Because you're hearing...
he is from the Orient.
You're hearing yourself back at like a 200 millisecond difference, and it does something with the brain, and you actually just like get confused and stop talking.
It sounded a lot cooler when you started.
You know what?
It is pretty cool.
It's interesting because a lot of times I talk to one of my friends on my cell phone, and his phone will always... create some kind of weird feedback, and I'll hear the echo of my voice, and I stop talking
immediately.
I'm just like, fuck this.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I do?
I hear me, and I don't like it.
If I'm talking like this, and I hear that echo, I just do this. Who gives a shit what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
When you're on the cell phone, and you hear like your voice back. Just take the ear off.
Sure, you can do that.
Or you can just say it's not really worth the conversation.
It just pisses me off. Because it happens only with this one person, and it's every time.
He probably has it in speakerphone or something.
He might, or
Bluetooth or something stupid.
But the echo is so close to me, what I'm talking. No, and I have done that before, you know, just hold the phone away. And
just
like,
hang up on him. Yeah. Done.
I can't hear myself.
Goodbye. Text me.
So that's what they're doing over in Japan.
Fuck Japan.
There's a woman who's suing AMC movie theaters because their snacks are too pricey.
Oh, my God.
Basically, everyone's saying, this is going to get thrown out. But she made a point. I'm sorry, not she, because there's a picture of a woman here. It's a guy.
Okay.
Joshua Thompson. And it is fucking expensive.
Be courageous, Joshua.
Yeah. There's a guy suing Google Maps.
Yes, because he was pissing on something.
Yeah, he was pissing in his front yard, and that's what the map shows. Like when you go to like address, and that's what it shows, him pissing in his front yard.
He's a French guy. He wants like 10,000, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. I don't speak French.
France dollars.
Euro.
Are they on the euro, France?
They're not francs anymore.
I don't know.
No, that's true.
I would tell everybody, France. Yo, Google my address. France. Google my address.
Oh, francs, yeah.
That's me.
Look at my dick.
And, stop laughing.
I guess we'll just end the show with this.
Oh, my God. What is that?
Matt Gibbs.
this is the Bee Gee that
Wait,
died,
is
right?
that, isn't that Obama's former press secretary, Robert Gibbs?
No.
Oh.
No, he's one of the Bee Gees.
I was going to say, he definitely let himself go.
Robert Gibbs.
It is.
Let's see what this guy
stop eating.
Has to say.
Well, don't maximize. You don't even need to.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Whoa, 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 whoa.
What's up with the goat neck?
Let's see what this guy has to say.
Hi, my name's Robert.
For those of you listening, there's a video of a guy's face.
Okay.
And he is 700 pounds.
And he's 23 years old.
And he's not wearing a shirt.
The title of the video is Overweight Guy Asks for Help. Can we just quickly try to guess what he's asking for help with?
Yeah. I think he wants to have the bed sore removed from his nose.
I have an itch on my left buttock.
I dropped a CD of something I burned and I...
That was funny. I just downloaded it again.
Can't pick it up.
And he can't shave the fucking left side of his face either.
Yeah. He's got like one mutton chop.
Is it the Andre the Giant side
birds?
I want to be a pro wrestler.
Anywhere between
what?
600 and 700 or more pounds.
I need someone tell me my 23.
Today's March 1st.
He should at least turn his radio off before he does this shit.
Right?
Does
anybody see he probably can't reach it. I need a new broom so I can shut my radio off.
Anybody see how his like the side of his face is morphed? Like by his left eye, see how it just goes boom.
Yeah, it's a little below.
He probably leans that way all the time.
Yeah, so his face is just melting.
And his fat's just too heavy.
Gravity's
to stay
just
up.
Assisting him.
Imagine from the neck down, he's got abs and shit. You just can't tell.
It's E Honda.
2012. My birthday's tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
I just had a new nephew born on February 15th.
Congratulations.
I need somebody to give me a recipe how to cook him.
August 16th. 2007.
His nephew was a fucking hero sandwich.
Making this video because
you're fat.
I don't know what else to do.
Stop eating.
I tried losing weight.
Put the fork down.
Tried doing everything possible. Been on diets. Been hospitalized.
Listening to upbeat music.
Done what needed to be done at the time, and then I would just gain the weight back.
Well, you're an idiot.
Maybe you should listen to Jazzercise instead of...
Wow.
To try and get it to go viral and get somebody's help.
What the fuck am I going to do for you?
What they're doing and can help me. So...
Insert Sarah McLachlan music.
This, please post and share this video as much as possible.
Yes.
I think he's going to ask for a prom dance with...
From somebody.
Sarah McLachlan.
I can't compete with that hillbilly shit in the background.
Donate 5 chicken wings today.
Personal trainer, why don't you do it?
Dr. Phil.
Fuck
Dr.
That.
Phil.
That guy
he's calling out Dr. Phil.
What the fuck is Dr. Phil going to do?
That guy does not need Dr. Phil. He does not need a trainer. He needs Jesus.
Hold on.
Get it to be one of the most watched videos.
Huh?
This could be your opportunity.
Yeah, he asked for a trainer. You be the guy. You make the video in response and you say, I'm going to help you.
Just have him run ring ropes for an hour a day.
No, I don't think he can walk.
Probably not. Seven bills? Yeah.
I don't even know if he runs ring dings.
Just going to wrap you in bacon and cook you.
No.
Ugh.
Let's try to get through this.
That's acne.
Eventually someone will see it. And you maybe
will.
Then I can get some help.
Sean.
I don't know what else to do. For everyone who's just going to make fun of me.
That's
I
us.
I really don't care.
Fuck off.
This is my last
get him, Sean.
Chance.
Oh, great.
My last hope. One of them. At least.
How many views is this guy?
I'm really scared that I'm not going to be able to watch my niece and my nephew grow up.
Your fault.
And I'm not going to get to have a family of my own.
Well, that's a given.
My birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, it's don't cry.
23.
Don't cry.
I've never had a life.
Your fault.
Actually, he looks like he's had a pretty good one.
It's a full life. Lay in bed all day?
I'm asking for somebody's help.
Somebody with a forklift, preferably.
I dropped a Twinkie.
So, like, somebody has to be bringing him the food.
Really yeah.
That's where you start.
Always. No, that's where you end up. It always ends up to be somebody just facilitates it.
Peace. Gave the peace sign.
They just back up a cement truck, fill mashed potatoes to his mouth.
Wait, what is this guy saying?
I just saw a chick that I wanted to click on, but... I really
I mean, there's always somebody who's helping them maintain their weight. Because when you weigh 700 pounds, you have to eat like 7,000 calories.
Well, think about it this way. 3,600 calories is a pound.
So could he have a thyroid problem.
I do.
Possible.
So think about that. How many calories is he eating? He has to eat like 15,000 to 20,000 calories.
I mean, if you want to do like a basic like body weight comparison, he's eating at least 7,000.
That's ridiculous.
He's probably eating more like 10 or 15.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
Do we have to figure out numbers? Can we just say too much? Because I think that that about sums it up.
I don't know what else to do.
I don't
stop
do good
fucking
with math.
Eating. Put the fork down.
No, I say we start with the person bringing the food. We break their fucking legs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Boom.
Yeah. Cut the train off.
I say we move Shamu to give him a new home.
This video has gotten nearly 700,000 views. That's 1,000 a pound.
That's a lot.
And representatives from several outlets, including Dr. Phil, and an alumni from several weight loss shows have contacted him.
Oh, that's
so it looks like
good for him.
So, yeah, don't feel too bad. We're making fun of him. He's going to be getting the help he needs.
Richard Simmons going in there?
Probably.
And I think
get off your behind.
And it's because the aristocrats
we're
going
to get you going.
You're going to be able to roll one day.
And he's going to be saved because the aristocrats are talking about him right now.
It's true.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll contact Mr. Dr. Phil.
I mean, we just had upwards of 5 people listening to that.
Wow.
Just now.
Woo. Hey, we'll just email Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, don't worry. We got this.
Maybe one of those 5.
Why three. Are you so damn fat?
I'm here to help you.
You need to help me to help you.
You.
Put the fork down.
Maybe one day you can just be a fat fuck.
Simmons is going to suck the fat through his dick.
Who said
like
that?
Like a rabbi. Rabbi Simmons.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. I'm going to suck the Flabby fat out Simmons. Now. Right out through Flabby. The pee hole.
Oh,
wow, that really got me. All right. It's a huge guy. And I love the Sarah McLachlan music in the background.
Yeah, if he wasn't playing the fucking hillbilly shit.
I got a couple plugs I just want to do real quick.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Nightspots.podomatic.com. Check that out, please. Disruptiveradio.podomatic.com. Check that out, please. Please check out the lineup on CWERadio.com.
Check it out. We're on there.
Woo! Check out the dick, ridiculousradio.com, please. Check out the dick guys. Good stuff. I was in a chat earlier this week.
They're part of the Clutch and Wiggle Entertainment family now, right?
That's correct. Syndicate.
Yeah.
I think Clutch calls them syndication.
Mm. Clutch is like making this evil empire of podcasts.
We're on to this guy.
Yeah. I don't know if I trust him.
He's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all
right. Fuck him.
Sorry, what can he possibly do with a bunch of podcasts? Rule the world! So anyway, all right, we are the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. You can go there, download the show, old shows, new shows. Maybe I'll start posting stuff again, you know. I was a little out of it for a while. Anything else? You guys want to do your stupid Twitter handles again?
At Two Rude Rogers.
At Nicky Oceans.
At UMK Shock.
At Cool Hand Duke.
Oh, shit.
That's me.
Oh, shit. I always get those two mixed up. At Corey Havoc.
Oh, Corey Havoc, baby. Yeah, check us out on the Twitter. Download the show. And I think that's about it. We'll see you next week.
Good night, guys.
We'll be here.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think?